I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that year. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Tonight is Turn It Up Tuesday with Chalk and Ashton. Tonight's topic is going to be crazy. We're going to talk about, is it okay to fuck your friend's ex or date them? You know, I posed the question today, is it okay to date your friend's ex? And a lot of men was like, oh, nah, not date, but it's okay to fuck. And I'm just like, man, that's some old doggy shit. But you know, hey, that's the man for you. They can't help it. They don't know no better. You know what I mean? So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And it should make for a good show, because to me, I feel like there's a certain amount of loyalty you shouldn't fuck with your friend's ex, because that, if that's your nigga or that's your bitch, that's their ex, and you just don't do that. You just don't do that. I don't give a fuck if you're drunk, you don't pop the Molly, or you want a Vicodin, or whatever the fuck it is you own, and that dick is looking good, you should always be like, no, that's a no-dick zone, that's a no-fuck zone, that's a no-fuck zone. But, you know, y'all gonna do what y'all gonna do. What's up, Big Tone?
What's up, Chalk? What's going on?
Nothing. Tripping off this damn topic.
Well, I told you that the other day. My thing is, I mean, it depends. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's just like a homeboy that you just like cool with, and you cool with one of his exes. If she wants to smash, hey, you can smash. I mean, you can't get into a relationship with her, but yeah, if she want to smash the homie one night, all right, yo, come through. You know, I'm on some Benzino shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, just
but
keep it low key. You know what I mean?
If that's your man's ex, you can see yourself fucking her.
Listen, it's not the point. Everybody has a different level of homeboy. I tried explaining that to you the other day when you had that other topic about, I forgot what the topic was, but like I said, if it's your man's man, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, there's a line you don't cross. But if it's just like a dude, you know, you might get dapped to every now and again. You see him on the courts or you see him at the store. You know the nigga. You cool with the nigga. But, you know, you don't bang with him like that. And if you kind of knew he was messing with some chick back in the days and got cool, if she want to hit, then yeah, hit. You know what I'm saying? Because it all goes around, because you have to give it like this. If it's the shoes on the other foot, some other niggas out there, they'll hit. If it was my ex out there, they'll hit. They'll try to hit. So if she want to smash the homie, let's go.
You know what? I'm sorry. Like, if I consider you my friend, you know what I'm saying? Whether we super tight or we good, it's just shit that you don't do. I don't know. Men got different standards. Y'all nasty.
It depends. But like I said, it depends. It depends, like, on the situation with your man. Like, I know I got a couple of homeboys that, if their exes came to me, I wouldn't mess with them like that. Like I said, as freaky and nasty as I am, sometimes you got to turn it down. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple of times I run into, like, one of my man exes at the club or something like that. They see me. They give me big hugs. What up, Tone? What's good? You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's where it's going to go, because I know it could get there. It could get to a point where she might want me to hit. And I don't want, and I can't do that. And then I won't be able to look at my man in his face with a straight face, knowing like, yo, I smashed your ex, son. You know? But there's some dudes out there that you know, yeah, cool. But, you know, or were you to mess with him? All right, whatever. You know? It's a different level.
True. I think this is, my homegirl, 4078, you're live on the air.
Yo, Chuck, it's Sha.
Hi, Sha. What's up, mama?
Oh, my God. You know I had to call in for this topic, right? Because you and I be talking behind the scenes every time you have a topic that catches my eye.
Of course.
I live in the suburbs. So up here, it's like one dude for every, like, six or seven chicks. And we've got a couple of public housing, like, developments or whatever. Like, we have row houses, and then we have, like, the big, huge PJ that's modeled off of one of the buildings in the city. So my girlfriend used to live on the fourth floor, right?
Yeah.
Her man, right, was living with her. But he used to go and stay with the next chick and sell drugs out of her apartment. Right? He used to swear up and down they wasn't doing nothing. They wasn't doing nothing. One day I went upstairs to get some smoke from the weed man that lives right next door from where he was slinging. How this stupid girl that's supposed to be her quote-unquote road dog got the door wide open. Now, if we not fucking, why are you sitting on my couch and your boxers and wife beater bagging up with the door open? like, is there something wrong with that picture? Like, a lot of these younger dudes will do that. They will smash your ex, no question asked, because they don't have no type of morals nowadays. Look at this fucking garbage-ass music you hear on the radio. Pop fucking mollies, fucking having three ways, but what they don't tell you behind the scenes is how motherfuckers end up with fucking herpes, how they end up with genital warts, how they end up with AIDS. So I'm like, all right, I mess with this older dude. I watched him dead somebody he came up with for fucking his man's ex. His man's ex. It wasn't even somebody he used to fuck with. he said something to the dude and was like, yo, you know that's just not cool and I can't fuck with you no more. In front of homeboy's new shorty. And his new shorty was like, wow, he is mad official, mad 100. Like, certain things you don't do. If you might jump off or whatever, like, I had my do you. But, like, if that was my man and you saw what I went through with him and you still turned around, I don't care how much time it was. I could be married to the next person. You still turned around and you fucked him knowing the shit I went through with him and you supposed to be my girl. Nah, friends don't do that to each other. I don't care if you're male or female. Friends just do not do that.
No, they don't.
And I use that term friend loosely because I can count on one hand the amount of friends I have. The rest of the people I fuck with fall into two categories, acquaintances or associates for a reason.
But, you know, the responses that I got from the men on BBM today were funny because they was like, yo, I'll fuck her. I ain't going to date her. But, yeah, why not? Yeah, I'll fuck her. And I was just like, wow. And then there was something that was just like, there's certain things that you don't do. What happened to loyalty? Loyal to your nigga.
Nah, they on some to thy own self, be true only type of shit. That's why the game is all fucked up with the way it is now and everybody's beefing with each other.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, the game is messed up because you got a lot of these broads out here giving it up like it's nothing anyway. So they out there slinging it. Might as well get some while you out there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Them same songs, and those same videos got these chicks out here running around hot.
I have teenage nieces, and I have a teenage son, and they are not allowed to listen to none of this Young Money garbage. They are not allowed to listen to none of this shit you hear on the fucking radio. They are not allowed to listen to none of that.
Right, because those songs get, like, put stuff in their head and be like, word, that's how they give it up,
but
or whatever.
You know,
they want to do the same thing.
It's not even about a song. It's about having common sense, knowing, like, yo, that's my dude. I'm going to be loyal to him. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring in Mr. G.A. Hey, Mr. G.A., what's up, my nigga?
What's happening, baby? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
I'm about to use you as an example. Me and Mr. G.A., we used to fuck around a long time ago. Then I met this chick. Me and her was doing business. You know, she'd be on my show. We did the Battle of the Sexes or whatever. And, you know, Mr. G.A. is a supporter. If you're my friend, he's going to support you in, like, listening to your radio show, calling, whatever. So she started feeling a certain kind of way. And she felt like it was okay to fuck with him because we wasn't fucking with him. He did not fuck with her, but at the end of the day, if you call yourself my friend, how in the fuck are you going to go after somebody that I used to fuck with, but I still had love for as a friend, and you felt like it was okay?
See, I had a shorty I was fucking with, and I was honest with my homeboy about fucking with her. And they ended up fucking around. I didn't care because her and I were still friends. But Shorty went out of the way to play herself and tell him she didn't go that route. I tried sleeping with her. She shut me down and all kinds of crazy shit. She tried to play like she was Miss Prim and Proper. She never cheated on her fiance. Like, within 3 weeks, like, he told me the whole scoop, like, she was going up there without me. They was fucking and sucking, all kinds of crazy shit. So I tend to find, for me, my male friends are way more loyal than these females, which is why I have one female best friend and one male best friend. Because
yeah,
it's like that.
I know the females who say the same thing. They'd rather have male friends than female friends. The female friends is shiesty like that.
But
they
we're sleeping
are.
Together and you're smashing my homeboy, you're fucking his homeboy, so you fucking all these people, telling them you don't go that route, you don't sleep with chicks, all kinds of crazy shit, trying to make like I'm running around acting all crazy. So I just, you know, backed up off and let the cards lay. Me and my homeboys are still friends. Me and her don't speak anymore, and she's back with her baby father.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's
you are, baby.
Yeah, so... Like, how do you feel? Like, I mean, you are, you know, you from Brooklyn, you like old school. Like, when I say old school, you like got morals out the fucking yin yang. How do you feel about, is it okay to fuck or date your friend's ex?
Nah, I mean, to me, it's like, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, it's like, you know, if that's your man or that's your homegirl, you don't cross that line, because I'm saying my eyesight, if I see you fucking her, that means in my mind, since day one, you want to smash my little shorty, you feel me? And vice versa, so I don't really trust you now, you know what I'm saying? And when cats do that, or when females do that, that's just, to me, it's like bad karma. It's just bad. It's not good. So I don't follow that kind of thing. I mean, I got a lot of cats I'm saying who I know that I used to fuck with, I'm saying, on some really tight friendship shit. But then I couldn't find out, you know what I'm saying, they fuck girls I used to be down with on some real shit. Like, damn, nigga, we used to go to the movies, me, you, her, and her girl, her cousin, you know what I'm saying, hanging out. You know what I mean? And then, you know, it's some shit, you know, you're on homegirl smashing 5 years later. That's not cool to me. Pass that shit by. Keep it moving. I don't do that.
But, I mean, what's crazy is some men, and I'm going to go on a limb, and I posed the question on BBM today, and I would say about 75% of the answers that I received from men was, it's okay to fuck the shorty, but not date her.
That's still trifling, though. I mean, either way, it's trifling, Sam, because now you're playing her, like now she's being played for being stupid. Damn, that shit have backfired. Shit, I'm cutting your fucking throat, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying the whole game, it's not worth playing the whole game, really. Just did that shit, yo. Did it. I'm saying, you know. I mean, my thing is this. I'm saying, there's so many females out here. Why y'all fuck your main ex-joint? Or female vice versa. Why y'all fuck her girl's ex-joint? That's crazy. It's too much people think
about it. Because you know what happens? Is that, see, for a lot of people get caught up with when they're in a relationship or when they mess with somebody, they be bragging to their friends about all the good things they doing with them. So a lot of chicks be like, yeah, he be doing this to me, he be buying this, he be taking dudes do the same thing. Like, yo, son, yo, my girl be giving a banging head. You know how niggas do, they be like, word. Back to their mom, be like, word. So when you're not messing with shorty no more, or if a chick not messing with my homeboy no more, chicks would be like, yo, I heard he gives it up like that, or I heard she gives it up like that, or whatever. So maybe you gonna try that. And that's what it be. Don't brag. It's the number one rule. If you're in a relationship, all right, fine. You happy, that's cool. People are going to know you happy, because when they see you, you're going
to
be grown.
Keep it to yourself.
You know what I'm saying? But don't be sitting there bragging about, oh, he taking me away to Atlantic City, or he buying me gifts, he taking me out, he showing me a good time, because chicks be hating. Chicks be hating big time on that. Chicks and dudes be hating. If it's available, they don't be like, yeah, I heard she get down like this, or she get the ball on top. They gonna try to get some of that top.
Yeah, that's exactly how it starts. That's why my mama always raised me, if you like what you're getting, keep it between you and the person you're dealing with, because there's always going to be somebody that's curious that want to try to get what you got.
That is true.
It's one thing about, you know, don't brag about it, and then one thing chicks do, chicks try to, like, they want to bring their man around because they want to show their girl they got somebody. And dudes want to bring their girl around to their homies to try to prove to them that they could bag. You know how dudes do. Yo, where's the pictures at? Yo, let's see pictures. Yo, why don't they ever bring her around? You know what I'm saying? All that is setting you up for later on down the road. Be like, yo, I seen pictures of her, son. Yo, she got a big ass. Yo, she got fat titties. Da, da, da. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this, though. Like, why I gotta show, like I always tell my homie, why I gotta show you pictures for? My words not strong enough. I'm not gonna be showing y'all pictures that she sent me. That's for me. Now, if it's a jump off, if it's somebody that we all know she's smashing the homies, then I ain't fine. Yo, here, son, look. Look what she sent me. You got this picture? Because we've done, there's been situations like that where, you know, I mess with a chick, then my man's mess with her. Next thing you know, she sends both of us the same picture, and we over here laughing like, yo, son, you got that picture? Yeah, son. She sent it to you too, son. And we cool. At the end of the day, the homie is going to be stronger than any jump off.
But then it goes back to the female. My thing is, a female has to be smart enough to be like, yo, that's the nigga's friend. and I can't fuck with him like that. It's a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? So
I tell you what.
It's like,
I tell you what.
You can,
my man,
you can
my best friend. My best friend saw a picture of Chuck. I'm saying, she did a little modeling thing, whatever. She was new in the shot. He saw the shot. He was like, yo, I saw Chuck, mommy. I said, where? He said, yo, the picture. I said, okay, yo, she's fat as a motherfucker, right? Like, yeah, she's straight, done. He was like, yo, I need it. Can I hit that? I said, fuck no, nigga. You know what I'm saying? What you talking about? He was like, yo, can I get a pass? I said, he got out and saw her naked. I'm like, nah, man, nah, my nigga.
Yeah, but that's dumb. How you going to ask a nigga if he could smash a chick that you got a picture, that the picture's in your phone? Like, he should be smacked.
No, it wasn't my phone. I'm saying she got her own shot that she take, that she's been taking before. And I'm saying on her Twitter or whatever, so he saw it. I mean, it wasn't my own personal picture. It's some shit she had out there. I'm saying, you know, she do a little modeling thing beforehand. And he saw that. He was like, yo, my, it's like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? I got to kick that. What's happening? I mean, if you ever saw that picture of Chuck that she had on her Twitter, yo, you'd be saying, yo, my man, can I get that too? I'm saying, like, for real. It was like so crazy, right? I was like, nah, come on, son, you can't do that. He was like, yo, come on, man, it's right there. I was like, nah, man, she good people, yo. I ain't going to put out there like that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and we was cool.
But you know what, GA, it wouldn't have mattered. Because even if he would have came at me, because even if we don't ever fuck with each other in life again, we fucked with each other in the past. You feel me?
Right,
so
right.
I can never fuck with your friends because there's nothing to say that we might not get back together in the future or something like that. And I can't see myself fucking your friends because you and your friends have such a tight bond, like your niggas,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
If any of them came at me, you already know my mouth. I'm already going to put them motherfuckers on blast because what kind of friend are you? This nigga speak highly of you, and I don't want your dick. You know what I'm saying? I had your man's dick. That's good enough. So, you know, we'll let him be the spokesperson for the group. All right?
Yeah.
You good.
True.
I'm good.
True.
And I'm sure ain't none of them got no... And I'm sure ain't none of them got no hook, so.
She's funny, y'all. She's funny. But, no, I mean, it's just real. I'm saying, no, cats really, I think they cats, when they see things, they just lose their mind for real.
Even ask you, like, how in the fuck? Like, honestly, if I'm fucking,
yeah.
If I got a homegirl, and, like, Kima, when she said that, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really snap at her because I'm like, what the fuck? I snapped at you because you was too fucking nice. Like, sometimes bitches will use your niceness as a fucking weakness, and I yelled at you like, nigga, you need to fix that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever vibe that she's feeling, you know, you need to fix that. But, like, years later, it wasn't you. That was just the type of female that she is, like, she's just grimy, you know what I mean? And
right.
I can't be friends with somebody that's like that, because if you would try to fuck somebody that I used to deal with, you would try to fuck somebody that I'm with.
Exactly.
Right. True.
And I don't fight over no dudes, trust me, but I will fight over respect. And I will lay your motherfucking ass out. I will punch you in your motherfucking shit. I will punch you in your eye. And
your
as
eye.
I'm punching you in your eye, I'm going to tell you why I'm putting hands on you. Not putting hands on you for no dick, bitch. I'm putting hands on you because you fucking disrespected the friendship and you crossed the line that should have never, ever been crossed.
Exactly.
But that's really what it is about. At the end of the day, it's about respect. But here's the real part. If I was to smash one of my homie's friends, that's for the safety between you and the shorty. You know what I'm saying? Like real niggas don't say what they do. They just do what they do. Whatever happens after happens. You know what I'm saying? So that's only cornball niggas that gotta come back start bragging like, yo, son, you remember such and such that used to go with him? Yo, I smashed that. Like, you a cornball if you do that. You know what I'm saying? Only real niggas be like, yeah, I did it. You know what I'm saying? That's just homeboy niggas anyway. That's why a lot of stuff jump up anyway. The niggas be bragging, the they be so hyped to finally get something, they don't know how to act. That's
well,
what it
Tom,
be.
You will fuck a bitch for a chicken box. So
oh yeah, you already know.
You know, if it's your man's man, like you know, like y'all grew up, y'all making money together.
Listen,
you ain't gonna
hey,
fuck up. But if it's
her,
like somebody else, you gonna hit it.
Listen, she came to me hungry. Ain't nobody trying to feed her. All I did was just buy a chicken box. I didn't tell her that, oh, if I buy you this chicken box, I'll buy you a sandwich. I got a smash. I did it out of grace from my heart. She offered, yo, what can I do for you with her? Let me pull out the book on that one. And I got a book.
Okay,
I
got a question for you. So if you seen a bitch in the car with your man, and then you was out on a head mission, and the bitch was on the block, and she was like, yo, I'm trying to give you some head. Are you going to accept the head, knowing that you just seen her in your man's car a few days ago, and they have been hanging tight?
Just because she was in my man's car don't mean they were smashing. She could have just been in his car riding around. That don't mean that's
that
who's
going.
That
nigga dirty. That nigga dirty. That nigga dirty as fuck, yo. Told is dirty. He know he is. He ain't dirty, yo. Hey, look, Tone County cats stay in fights, yo, with niggas, yo. And it's not all shit where niggas trying to touch your man.
Let me,
it's
let
like,
me
nigga,
say
you
something.
Be
let me
shit,
tell you
though.
Something. Let me say, I know how to do this. I move in silence. You know what I'm saying? I don't go out there bragging about what I do. I don't even fight nobody. You know what I'm saying? If a chick was in some, if she was in that nigga car last week, she was in that nigga car last week. That ain't that nigga girl. I don't know if that nigga girl, if she out there on the block talking about, yo, she's trying to give it up, obviously that ain't that nigga girl. So it's a free fall. So come on, let's ride.
That's your man, though. I'm saying, I respect me. I would go and ask dude. I'm saying, okay, if you feeling that shorty, then get a pass. Ask your man, yo, what's up with shorty? That way, it ain't no behind my back type shit. You see what
I'm
saying?
Nah, but you know what, though?
You feel me?
Nah, but see, that's where a lot of dudes go wrong, because then what happens is a lot of dudes, you can't just come out and ask for, yo, so what's up with shorty? Because a lot of dudes got that wall. They get real defensive. Oh, what you asking about her for? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so then you backbite dude, and then he's going to fuck you up. I'm saying, so what you want to do? Either go to dude and be like, listen, man.
No.
I think that's
no, you know
at least going to holler at me.
If Shorty's on the block, like Chalk is saying, I'm going to ask her, yo, you was with Raymond the other day in his whip, right? Yo, what's good with that? If she say, nah, we just cool, I don't fuck with him like that, then it's open court. But now if she say, yeah,
lie.
You know,
it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Lie.
It's not the court. I'm saying that's your man. So it's not the court. Either way, that's still your man. I'm saying 100 grand, it's your man. So she can lie. Be like, yo, all right, let me call back. How my man? I'm saying, cause I'm saying I don't want to fuck with him and I got. Man, that's my dude. We take. I can't kill with him and I got for a piece of ass. I'll put some head. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to holler my man. If he say you good, then I'm saying we can holler. But don't let me take your word for it and then fuck you and then tomorrow him and I got beef. That's not cool because that's your man. Over a piece of ass or off of a head, to me that's dead.
I mean, if it's your man's man, honestly, that's why I said that though. But I said that earlier. I said if it's my man's man, we be like, you know, that's my man's man, then yeah, it's kind of off limits. But if it's just a nigga I know that I know from the block or I seen him on the courts or whatever, something like that, I mean, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so her mouth is fair game. Oh, girl, I know you want this dick. Come on and get it.
Listen, there's all types of scenarios on why things go down. You know what I'm saying? You never know what the scenario, like, you know. It is always could be example. Shorty could be hungry. Like I said, a lot of times, chicks, you know, they need to say, I didn't put it out there like, oh, you know, if I do this for you, I got to smash. They made the offer. You know, you hooked me up. I don't know how to repay you, but, you know what you like. Don't ask me that question because I'm going to tell you what I like.
But I'm saying, why you can't be a man to listen, Shorty? You kind of, you out of line. I'm saying, matter of fact, ask my man we was riding with, you know what I'm saying, could he help you out? I'm saying, I think you coming at me sideways. You know what I mean? If you hungry, ask my man. Don't ask me. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're going, now you cross the line by coming at me with the bullshit. You see what I'm saying, Tom?
Right. Now I hear you.
You know what I mean? So, I mean,
but this is what a lot of chicks do, because maybe she wanted to smash me. So that was her excuse. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times chicks do that,
yeah,
too.
Gotta get the pass, man. Gotta get the pass. I don't care for who she is, man. If it's nigga on the block, I don't care if it's me or some nigga who I speak to. Yo, what's how you doing, man? You're my man. Shake my hand. That man, nigga, I'm saying, we got some kind of bond because I'm shaking nigga hand in my face every day. We saying hi. So if I see a boy in the car with last week, a bad bitch, she want to fuck me, I'm not going to do that. I don't even know dude, but when he see me, respect me and shake my hand and give me dap and give me love. So I'm going to show that nigga the same love and let him know, listen, is that your shorty? Nah, she my homegirl, my best friend. All right, cool. I think she fit on my style. What's up? Hey, it's good. Holler. You know what I'm saying? That way I'm saying I got a clean pass. Ain't no beef, no drama, no bullshit in the middle. If I just smash that broad, and then I got beef. This same dude who was showing me love on the block, taking my hand, giving me that, now he got beef. You know what I'm saying? Because now I done made my own beef by not being a man and going to him, man to man. I don't care about a man trying to cop block a whole pussy. So what? She was dude first, you know what I'm saying? So I can't go against what he's doing. I don't care what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? He say, nah, man, I'm feeling her. Okay, cool, you got that. Because I saw her with you anyways. It don't matter. But I came to you as a man one-on-one to ask you, you know what I'm saying, what's the deal? Because I'm saying, I thought that she might have been feeling my style. You say it's you,
nah,
I back up.
See,
I'm done with it.
But see, that's the thing, though. Ain't no dude going to just come up and just say, like, yeah, okay, yeah. You can, whether he's smashing her or not, ain't no nigga going to just come on right mind and be like, yeah, son, you can hit that. Unless she a jump off. You know, unless
if it ain't, if it's not mine, if it's a best friend or homegirl, I'm going to tell you, listen, man, that's my homegirl. She cool. Yeah, it's fair game, though. I'm not hollering at it. It's cool. I'm going to tell you the truth because I don't want the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I don't need the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? All that controversy. So I'm going to tell you what it is from the gate. Now, if it's like, it's my man. He's like, yo, I saw a chop. What's up? Nah, done. That's me. That's me, you know what I'm saying? Even I don't even fuck with her. That's still me because I like her like that. You know what I'm saying? If you my man, don't go near that. Don't fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? Nah, if you fuck with that right there, I don't care if I'm between me and you down the road. So don't fuck with that. That's my people. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. If you got a main girl who you had 10 years ago, when I knew her as your main girl, y'all separated, she married now, whatever. Nigga, with somebody else, that's still your girl. I would not fuck her because I knew you as my man's girl. You see what I'm saying? So I don't cross those lines, man. I don't cross those lines, yo.
And a lot of people need to be like that because a lot of people don't give a fuck nowadays.
They don't.
They nasty. Men. See, not all men. Let me go ahead and clarify that because I don't want people like, oh, no, 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 no. No. 60% of the men in this world are nasty. They will be in a relationship with you. They will fuck you. Then they will turn around and fuck your mama, your sister, your cousin, your best friend, your niece, your daughter. They don't give a fuck. And that's nasty. And then what's even nastier is the bitch that's going for it. So it's like, to me, it's a two-way street. A person can't fuck you if you don't let them. You know what I'm saying? So I blame both people involved because, bitch,
you
know that's your man's
man.
So why would you even want to fuck with him? Or you want some get back shit. You trying to get back at your nigga because he left you or he cheated on you. Bitch, get over it. Like, to me, that's like when you cross lines like that, it ain't no coming back because you have no loyalty. And you don't even have loyalty for yourself because why would you want to fuck with your man's ex knowing that that may have been a motherfucker that came to you, told you their problems, cried on your shoulder when shit went wrong, just aired everything out. So at the end of the day, a couple years later, you see this broad out and you're like, yo, shorty looking fat.
But you
man,
know what, so a lot of times, it's not that you sit back and decide, yo, you seen such and such, yo, I want to try to highlight, even though she fucked with such and such, but, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is sometimes it'd be scenarios. A lot of times, when dudes might smash their girl's sister or their cousin, it's because maybe they was all chilling at a barbecue or at a bowling outing or something like that, and they just started getting into the conversation. They, you know, now everybody done traded Instagram, everybody done traded Facebook, you know what I'm saying? You know how that go. You know, that inbox could get real hot at 12 at midnight. Inbox could get real hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, too. I'm talking about, your morals, though. Your morals. So, you know what? I got morals to say, you know what? I ain't going to fuck with that bro or that nigga. I got morals, yo. I'm not doing that shit. You feel me? That's for you. That's for you. You become a bigger man or the bigger female. So, you know what? I'm going to pass that shit by. I ain't going to fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But now, let me ask you this, though, real quick. But now, let's just say, for instance, it was a chick that you was liking from back in the days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all was cool. But then she ended up messing with a dude that you knew, that you and him was cool. Then they went sour. And now she want to holler at you now. You still want to hit it?
No, because that's still your man. You still know dude. You know what I'm saying?
Knew her. But what I'm saying is you knew her. Before she knew him, is what I'm saying.
Right.
I never talked to her.
She wasn't feeling me. If I knew her back then, and that wasn't her fucking choice at all, and she chose my man, you know what I'm saying, down the line, and they broke up, I don't still have a right to try to get that girl. I'm saying that's dead. You know what I'm saying? It's the same scenario. The shit is dead. She fucked somebody I knew. You know what I'm saying? That I knew.
What? Yeah, exactly. Once your man's dick go in a chick pussy, that's his pussy. Whether he's that's his. He branded it. So why even go through that hassle? Men just don't give a fuck. Tone, you go put your dick in your man's chick, your man's mom. I don't know. I don't know what your cutoff is. But it's like you're not as bad as some of the dudes that gave me the answers today. But at the end of the day, you do not fuck anything that your friend has fucked and been with. That's just the golden rule. No, I mean, that's just the golden rule, point blank, period. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even fuck my friend's dad because that's my homegirl's father. I wouldn't give a fuck. I mean, and I know some chicks that be like, yo, I'm going to fuck my friend's dad. Like, why would you do that? That is so disrespectful. That's your friend's dad. Like,
right.
I can't see myself, like, even, put it like this, is just me. If I was talking to somebody and nothing ever happened between us, but we kind of liked each other and the timing was wrong, and down the road I met one of their homies and they were feeling me, I wouldn't even feel right about trying to kick it with them because I knew me and his friend was trying to kick it. That's how loyal I am to the next nigga. Whether he branded the pussy or not, it's still a fact that, yo, we didn't work out because timing, distance, or whatever, and I know you really like with me. What the fuck I look like popping up at a motherfucking cookout at your crib with your man?
Yeah.
So what y'all think about the whole Benzino CDJ situation?
Joplin is a fucking bird, and I think Stevie is pussy whipped. Because for you to get your
That goes two ways. Stevie got some good dick, and Joplin is whatchamacallit. Because to me, it's like Joplin feels threatened by anybody that's close to her man and getting his attention. So if she fucks up business relationships and she fucks up friendships, she don't buy to share that man with nobody. You know what I'm saying? And Stevie is too far gone on this bitch. You know what I'm saying? She must be licking his ass with Pop Rocks or sucking his dick with Pop Rocks. And she's getting... Jocelyn is doing what?
She's Puerto Rican. I'm half. Hello. Spanish is freaky as fucking bad, yo.
Yeah, they are.
So she's doing what other bitches ain't doing, and she's allowing him to bring other bitches into the bedroom. Like she said, that Stevie had sex with her best friend in her bed, and she allowed that. So when you let a man be a man and be a dog and participate in his dirtiness, then of course That motherfucker is not going to leave you. He's going to do everything. If you tell him to grab your ass while you shit, that motherfucker is going to do it. And then it goes back to a motherfucker will only do, it's like
what
a person
you let
will
do
what you let them do.
Yeah.
I mean, point blank, period. So for that friendship to, like, just disappear over some he say, she say shit, then Benzino should look like, yo, Stevie wasn't his friend at all. Because how are you going to let a prostitute slash escort come between your friends? Because, what you know, remember, before Love and Hip Hop came on, Stevie ain't have shit. He was,
nope.
His dick was in the dirt.
He was
listening.
So now
that show revived him, Benzino always did something. Benzino always had money. So at the end of the day, you got these bitches that are jealous and by any means necessary, you know, conquer and divide. And that's sad. And that happens a lot in friendships. Bitches will fuck up men's friendships just because they can or they feel threatened because the dude is too close to his man. And the dude, men have a gift, and so do females. Dudes can see when a bitch ain't shit. And they can be like, yo, my nigga, you sure you want to be with somebody like that? That bitch ain't shit. Just like when Benzino was like, yo, for real? You go end this friendship over a prostitute? What does Stevie say? She don't do that no more. Yo, for real, like, I mean, you shouldn't even, a motherfucker shouldn't even have to be like, yo, my nigga, this is a prostitute. What the fuck? Then you like,
right.
She don't do that no more. I don't know too many real niggas that's going to be like, I'm going to wipe up a prostitute like that that's causing that many problems between my baby mom, my business, causing motherfucking scenes, fucking up my pockets, holding my money hostage because you got a motherfucking bitch in your ear, jealous because you making money, so she got to figure out a way to make some extra money. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that fucking shit is crazy. There is, at the end of the day, 60% of the people don't know what the fuck loyalty means, because if they did, they wouldn't do none of the shit that they doing now.
Right.
But did y'all hear this song that Benzino made? And he got a video, and the chick in the video is like a Jocelyn mini-me, and it's called Smash the Homie.
Smash the Homies. To me, the song is funny. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at Benzino because, shit, capitalize off that situation. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he telling the world he got some animal dick. The bitches want some animal dick. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I need some animal dick in my life.
The whole video and the song, it's just funny. Like, even, like, in the beginning, when she tells the girl, oh, you got rubies down there, and then Benzino mimics it, he goes, rubies, this. Like, this is bitch talking about. Yo, that's funny, yo. Yo, Benzino's a fool for that video, yo.
At the end of the day, he took a situation, he turned it for the best, because he's loyal, because he was still trying to talk to Stevie and be like, I'm not going to address that, because you got to think, where all this shit came from. It came from Carly Red, a bitch that lied about being with Young Money when Mac Maine had to go on Twitter and be like, yo, for real, bitch, you ain't with us. Tell the truth and shame the devil. So you got to think about the type of people you have around you, their ulterior motives, and their fucking standards.
Yep.
Just like if you look at the show last night when Benzino was talking to Kirk, like, yo, he was more sympathetic towards Rashida than he was with Kirk. He wasn't trying to hear that, especially when Kirk was like, oh, you know what, like, she need to have, if it wasn't my wife, I would tell her to have an abortion, whatever. To me, just on the conversation that Benzo was having and seeing him having a conversation with Steve, he believes in friendships and loyalty and trying to do the right thing. Maybe that's just for TV or whatever, but I can just go by from what I see. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I can have dudes that I talk to, and, you know, I met them through they dudes when I was fucking with they dudes, and we can be real good friends. And then it's like the next thing you know, when they find out that we're not fucking with each other no more, they be like, yo, what's good, shorty? I'm trying to holler at you. Like, you want to go out for a drink? You want to go out? Nigga, you ain't getting no pussy. What the fuck wrong with you? Hit me with that bullshit. This is Chuck you talking to. I know it's a lot of men that want to fuck me. A lot of homeboys, best friends. Motherfuckers would be like, yo, like, can we have a threesome? No, can you have a threesome with your mama? Fuck out of here. I ain't doing it. I'm not fucking you. I'm not fucking your man. I fucked your man, and that's it. But what people don't understand is I'm only fucking niggas once. That's it. I haven't met a nigga in, like, a year that has made, that's had dick that made me want to come back a second time. So, even after I fuck your homie as a one-night stand, I'm not about to fuck you because birds of a feather flock together. So, if his dick was mediocre, your shit gonna be mediocre plus one or minus one, and I ain't fucking wasting my time.
I had some hateful shit like that happen recently. I had a jump off from the cast, tell me some shit about my new boo, shit that I already knew. On the off chance he might get some pussy again. So, like, what do you do in situations like that? Like, you used to fuck with Duke, but now you're fucking with somebody else, and the two of them know each other, but he's telling you some shit all up in your ear trying to fuck your shit up. Like, you can't say nothing, and you told hate the player, not the fucking game. Like, honestly, he got cussed the fuck out. I got a free dinner, and I got some new shoes. That was basically it, because he was not getting no pussy after no cornball shit like that, telling me the nigga ain't my fucking type. That's not the type of nigga he could picture me fucking with.
That's crazy, you know what I did, right?
I already knew everything he was telling me, because me and old boy, like, we talk because we were friends first, so, like, I know his whole steez, he knows mine. So for you to be older, in your 40s, like, thinking you gonna tell me some shit about him and it's gonna get you in my pants again, like, to me, that's fucking corny.
I mean, I call them, that's a case of bitch-assness, and then that's a case of being a pussy pop. Whenever a nigga gotta sit there and throw dirt on another nigga to get some pussy, you're not confident in your own talk game.
Yeah, that's the cornball niggas I'm talking
about.
And
your dick game. That's dumb. That is so fucking dumb. A bitch is going to see through it, and she's going to cuss your ass out. I wish a motherfucker would come up to me telling me about a nigga I don't fuck, because the first thing out of my mouth is going to be like, yo, my nigga, I fucked him. I know what kind of dick he got. What's wrong? You trying to fuck him or what?
Nah, I just kind of told him, I heard his feelings, I told him he was just mad because the nigga's dick game is better than his could ever be.
Got the best dick game. All men feel like, oh, my dick game is official. My dick game is good. I'd be like, yo, for real, if your dick game was so good, why not answer your motherfucking call? Why ain't came back the second time? Fuck out of here.
Nah, I found it funny, though, because he obviously thought I was going to confront homeboy with it. You know that wasn't happening, because that's not the type of chick I am. So, like, I found it fucking funny. And every time I see his ass, I be singing that Ray J song. I hit it first because I had that before both his baby's mamas, okay? Both these whores. I had that dick before both of them, and it was whack as shit, so I didn't want it no more. Every time I see him, that Ray J song come to my fucking head, yo. I hit it, and it was whack as hell. So I wouldn't even cop to hitting that shit.
That's bad. Hey, Mo, how you doing?
What's up? What's going on?
Nothing. I remember you saying today, and you was like, you wouldn't hit, you know, a chick that, your man, you wouldn't fuck a ex that your friend done been with.
She was a jump off, and my man's would probably beat. but I would never fuck somebody, my man, that was his right. I wouldn't do that. That's just me. I think that's off limits.
What the hell are you doing in your background? Are you washing dishes?
Huh?
Are you washing dishes? Or are you like LL Cool J, you mocking the bell?
That's yeah.
That's probably Tone. You know, Tone doing. That's probably Tone doing shit in the background.
Nah, that ain't me. I ain't doing nothing. I'm chilling. That noise ain't start till Mo came on.
Mo over there rocking the bells and jacking his. He probably playing with his heavy ass nuts or something.
How you know my nuts heavy?
You look like you got some heavy ass nuts. Look like the dick is lightweight, but the nuts is heavy.
That's crazy.
No, Tony.
You got jokes for the Tuesday night.
I wouldn't be shocked if I didn't. Matter of fact, we have a new caller. He's been listening in. He has his own Blog Talk Radio. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
I'm all right. What's good with it? What's good with it?
Nothing. What you got to say? Have you ever smashed the homie's girl? X. My bad.
Oh, way back in the day, yeah, when I was in my 20s. I did some shit like that back in the day. But these days I'm a little older. Yeah, but you know, it's like I can't do that shit now because it's like, you know, in these days... It's just not even worth it.
Huh?
Man, I put Mo on hold. He's talking too much in the background. I agree. You know what I'm saying? Now, I've had some friends, some female friends, and I'll be like, yo, how the fuck they get that nigga? But I ain't about to fuck with him because that's hers. I'm not going to be disrespectful like that, and that's not even my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? I wish y'all all the best. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just really shocked at the amount of men that will fuck their boys' ex. Like, yo, are you sitting in the cut waiting for these motherfuckers to break up so you can throw your dirty dick in the game? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but you know what, though? I mean, there's a few females out there that do it, too, and we call them discount bitches and bargain bin hoes. So, any kind of bitches you pour battery acid over.
Like, matter of fact, I had a friend, and you know what? This is the only person, I'll give him a pass, okay? He was in a situation where he was at an event, he was hanging with the fellas, and, you know, shit, he was a baller that weekend. You know what I'm saying? All-star weekend, hanging with some of his basketball players. He was living as them. So they go back to the home hotel. They smash some groupies, right? So when he gets back to his normal home life and him and his shorty are going out to dinner with her friend and her man, they was double dating, guess what? The homegirl that went out, his girl homegirl, was the chick that he fucked. He didn't know that that was his girl's friend, but the girl's friend knew that that was her friend's man. And then, of course, she tells the homegirl, yo, your man was wilding this weekend. He was fucking bitches and everything. But not once did she tell her homegirl that she fucked her man. And then, after she caused problems with them, she was hitting up the homie like, yo, what's good? How you doing? I want to see you.
She deserves an ass whooping.
Exactly. That bitch deserves
She deserves a fate worse than that.
She deserves her face fucked up so won't nobody be able to look at it but her mama.
No. This is what you do.
My dad don't even get $1.50. They get what's called a crisscross. From temple to chin on each side. Ain't no fucking surgery gonna fix that shit.
No, what you do is you tie her up, throw in the bathtub full of gasoline, and at gunpoint, tell her to start striking matches.
Oh, shit!
Oh, see, you crazy. I'm not going to jail for you, homie. Oh, hell no.
harder. Now I'm good. Death is too easy. Death is too easy. I want every time she look in that motherfucking mirror for her to know why her face is the way it is.
Oh, I didn't say she was going to die. I just said she starts striking matches. You don't necessarily, you can live as a burn victim.
One of my best friends, when he was little, they were playing with kerosene. It's the fumes, not the liquid, that ignites. If you put somebody in a tub of kerosene, they're going to get burned so badly, or gasoline, excuse me, that they're going to die. They're not going to be able to have enough skin grafts in the world to repair the damage. So, yeah, you are severely psychotic, my dude.
Oh no, I'm not psychotic. Hey, it's just how it is. It's just how I see it. When you go out and do some ratchet shit, but my thing is this: if you go out and do some ratchet shit against somebody that you kick it with, and it's like you go against the grain and fuck that dude's girl or fuck that girl's dude or whatever. In that case, you don't even deserve. As far as I'm concerned, you don't deserve to even set foot on the face of the earth, and that's real.
So
if you do that to somebody, that's
what do you do with dudes? Dudes get more passes than females. Females stay fucking each other up, but it's more of a respect thing. What do you do with a dude? You know what I would do to a dude? You ever hear of the term gelding? They do it to stallions when they don't breed no more. You tie off the penis with a tourniquet, and you pop the balls out the sack.
Ooh, damn.
So, yeah, if somebody did that to you, you would have been wishing somebody killed you, because I know if some bitch set me on fire and I didn't die from it, I'm going to kill her, because now I don't have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds good when you talk about it, but some people really ain't about that life.
Oh, I never said I was about that life. I'm not going to go and set somebody else on fire. That's what you get money to pay somebody else to do that shit for you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, so you're a coward. You don't get your hands dirty, is what you're saying.
Oh, no, I didn't say I wasn't going to get my hands dirty. I just said I wasn't going to do the shit. You can implicate me in that shit all day.
Somebody else to handle your dirty work, that's a coward. Handle your own business.
Not necessarily.
No, necessarily, yes. Where I come from, yes. You handle your own business. You don't pay no goons. You don't pay nobody to do it. Because how do you know that person ain't going to snitch you out and now your ass is going to jail for masterminding it anyway?
Well, if that motherfucker snitched me out, that's just his ass. Point blank. Right. That comes from that loyalty thing, though. No.
Yeah, all right.
That stems from loyalty.
Loyal nowadays. People will snitch to get out of them football numbers. That's why when you do your dirt, you do it yourself and you do it by yourself. No witnesses.
Well,
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. But, I mean, you know, where I come from, there's a code in, you know, there's a code of loyalty. You know, these youngsters out here, they don't know anything about loyalty. I know all about it because I don't hang with them kind of fuck niggas.
They didn't have motherfucking OGs to teach them. It's like, nobody understands the old code. It's like now they got new code. You fuck what you want to fuck. You do what you want to do. You rob motherfuckers. You beat them. Like, you do whatever it is you want to do. But on that note, I got to take a music break. We'll play a couple of tracks. We're going to come back and keep talking about trifling-ass dicks, trifling-ass pussies, putting people on fire, striking matches, cutting faces. Whoa, boy, I got some wild ones tonight. So, first song is going to be Dip Walk from BCE, and then we're going to come back and play some other songs. So, here we go.
I'm here.
It's another Young J.
Look up. Sway. Yeah. Whoa, they say I'm swagging like a walk with a thing. I'm looking good.
I'm dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking.
home street, let the swag do the talking. Hey, hey, what that deal call? That swag walking. Dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Shit. Home street, let the swag do the talking. Hey, what that deal call? That swag walking.
Got a head full of locks and a cool pop. With $1 million swag, I'm a bank pop. I'm cool like that, call me an icebox. With your shawty on my tail, that's a gridlock. Got a pinpoint game, I'm on my dime wand. In the mean bag, hang, don't get your face palm. Dipping while I'm strolling like my leg gone.
Dipping while I'm walking, I'm dipping while I'm walking. Ay. Home street, let the swag do the talking. Ay. Hey, what that deal called? That swag walking. Dipping while I'm walking, dipping while I'm walking, dipping while I'm walking, I'm dipping while I'm walking. Shit. Home street, let the swag do the talking. Hey, what that deal called? Swag walking. While I'm walking,
I'm just swagging through these bitches, let that money do the talk. $1 million nigga with a true religion problem. When they ask me what I'm sitting, I say that swag walk. Okay, now hello, Mr. Dipper. Swagger so official. Please don't blow my high. Without my permission, I say I deserve my stripes. Blow that fucking whistle, cause I will sell your soul like a crackhead with a pistol. Hey, nothing to it, just do it like Nike. Mixed King sitting right next to Spike Lee. Yeah, trap looking like a motherfucking bike week. Shit, and as you get.
They say I'm swagging like a walk with a thing. I'm looking good, I'm feeling good, so clean. And even though my situation is mean, my nigga being locked away, they ain't got shit on me. I got a swagger off the charts and a G-Dub team. So when you think about me, they screaming PCE. I show the walk, then I dip right through the parking lot. My swag drip for itself, so you don't talk a lot.
Yeah, then I be dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking.
Dipping while I'm walking, dipping while I'm walking, dipping while I'm walking, I'm dipping while I'm walking. Shit, home street, let the swag do the talking. Hey, what that deal called? Swag walking. Swag.
Hip hop bread, hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Call me
saying he whack. Y'all niggas crawl, so I'm taking it back. I'm his worst nightmare, everything he fears. Fuck all his talking, nigga, see me when the check clears. Now y'all rapping and pursuing careers, and this shit that I've been doing for years. Since when do some 20 inches sit a nigga so high? Walking so the nigga didn't see me stroll by. This is why I'm still getting paid today, cause legends don't die, we just fade away. He must have rolled the short bus cause he acts slow. The rookie nigga talking like he all pro. I'm jumping in but I ain't screaming, look out though. I'm screaming, fuck you nigga, die slow. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. You rather see a blind man cause he write braille. Why that nigga locked up cause he like jail? This nigga here shook cause he look all pale. A tame a beast, you got to grab it by the tail. But the trick is, I'm hard to catch. And your style and my style, they hardly match. I'm looking at the surface and it's hardly scratch. You still bleeding and you partly patch. I stay on point and keep one in the chain. And ain't worried about you cause your bitch ass lame. Fuck around and I'ma leave your bitch ass main. Nothing personal, it's part of the game. Original done, you know where I'm with me. My gun pun cop, no bullshit talk. Your pussy all that rude boy, I move from a dick. My tech is the rusty, but still I shoot shit. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track.
Gangsta. control.
I think I gotta let you know.
Although you would drive.
You would never find a love like mine.
I'm not sure.
Your friend's ex.
would you date your friend's ex? And men are like, no, I'm not going to date my friend's ex, but I'll fuck her. So, I mean, damn, what's the difference between dating and fucking? You still violating? If you take a bitch out, all you're doing is taking out for dinner. The what?
Dating is an everyday thing. Fucking could just be a one night,
no,
2 hour session.
Dating is not an everyday thing.
Okay,
take a person out
into smashing.
Yeah, niggas just want some ass. Dating is not the same thing. You can take a person out for a movie. You can take them out for dinner. You can take them out for coffee, and that's considered like a little date. To me, that, I mean, both of it is wrong, but dudes would rather just go ahead and stick their dick in the pussy because y'all nasty. Y'all are some nasty ass motherfuckers. Point blank period.
Oh, man. That's funny.
I mean, okay, Tone, would you fuck your ex mama?
Nah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Would you fuck a sister?
Yeah, I might. So I'm just
know.
That kind of nigga, that's why. I might.
Oh, my God.
That's trifling.
It's not trifling. It's part of this is what it is. It's RNS.
My ex-girl made a comment joking around about wanting to bang out my mom, and I popped her in her mouth for it. I bet you she won't never say no dumb shit like that again.
Yeah, but I said no to the mom. She said what the chocolate said.
But you
were
like,
nah, mom.
So what's the difference between the sister and the mom, though? Like, it's still family.
Nah, when it's a mother, that's totally different. It's a
sister.
Nah,
yeah,
cousin,
you fuck my sister, I might cut your dick off. That's just me.
Nah, but see, if I'm not dealing with you, though, you know, it shouldn't matter.
Oh, well, fuck. We fucked. And now you gonna fuck my sister?
Why not? If she trying to get
blood
down to get down, why not?
Blood is thicker than motherfucking water. Let me tell you something. At the end of the day, that's still my sister. You are just some dude I used to fuck with. Now you want to fuck my sister?
But I've done that, though.
No. See, we might set your ass up, rob you, and leave you butt naked walking up the Major Deegan then if you don't do some dumb shit like that.
Nah, that won't happen.
Yeah.
Because I know where y'all live. I'll come back and find y'all. It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a revamp. We got five brothers. I wish you would.
Tone, I'm
that's
down with
crazy.
You. 4246, you're live on the air. Damn. That must have been Mr. GA because he probably having technical difficulties. But, I mean, Tone, I don't know what to say. Like, you know what? It's getting to the point. You don't even surprise me, no, bro. Hold on. 4246, you live on the air.
Yo, we back. What's happening?
Okay.
I lost y'all for a second there.
Yeah, so Tone is like, he wouldn't fuck a chick mama, but sister, cousin, you know, is fair game. Would you fuck your ex's niece?
Nah, hell no, man. Tone, you a foul nigga, man. Tone, you the kind of cat, man, I would come for your fucking head, yo. If you fuck my sister, my niece, my daughter, whoever, I would be on your ass because you a foul nigga, son, for real. You foul. That's just real. You a foul dude, man. I'm saying, I mean, when do you not say, like, I'm good on pussy? You know what I'm saying? When do you not say, yo, I'm good. I don't need that. Yo, I have value, I have morals. I ain't got to fuck your daughter or your niece or your mother. You know what I'm saying? You got to have, like, I mean, when can you not say no to pussy, Tone? When somebody
niggas
beating your fucking head
good.
In?
It's like money. You ain't never good enough on money.
Come
you
on, man.
More,
so when somebody beating your fucking
more.
Head in, then you good.
Come on, son.
Come on,
be
man.
Real
get
out
of here,
man.
Stop it. Tone, stop
real,
it, man.
And that's
yo,
stuff
you
out
ain't,
here.
Listen,
nobody
listen,
care
listen,
about
listen,
some
listen,
holes,
listen,
man.
Tone, listen. Tone, listen, son, listen. Real talk, man. I'm saying, you know, we on a show talking, whatever, vibing, but come on, man, you got morals done. You do got morals. Why'd you go there and fuck somebody's niece or daughter or sister? That's crazy, man.
She asked you if you been somebody's niece. I didn't say that.
No, she said you would, too. She said Tone would. She said Tone would. You always said, nigga, she said Tone would. Don't say me. She said Tone would.
I said the cousin or the sister. She asked you.
But I'm saying, but why? I'm saying, why even? I'm saying, but why? Either one, though. Why? I mean, I'm saying I wouldn't do it. So I'm saying, but why?
Niggas out here will. So why not? Why not get a piece of the pie? Of everybody getting some of the pie.
Yo, Tone, man, you's a foul nigga for real, son. I ain't gonna fuck.
I ain't foul.
Yeah, you
real
foul,
niggas
man.
Do.
Come on, man. I mean, you don't gonna fuck somebody.
Wait a minute.
Cousin.
Oh, real niggas fuck their exes. They fuck their friends' exes. Then they'll fuck their ex sister. They'll fuck their ex niece, the cousin, family members. No, real niggas don't do that. Real
nah,
niggas
they don't.
Will pick up the phone, call that person and be like, yo, if this is dude, like, yo, my nigga,
come
your
check
ex
your shorty.
He tried to give me some pussy. And
mm-hmm.
I just had to let you know that I'm not getting down like that. And I just want you to know, if she tried to fuck me, she going to try to fuck somebody else. Or a real nigga be like, yo, or a real bitch would be like, you know what, auntie, sister, cousin, your man just tried to fuck me. He tried to give me some of that whack dick you told me he had, and I ain't with that. I don't want no parts of that. You need to do something about that. That's what real people do. They
yep.
don't sit
yeah,
there
you
and
said
like,
it was,
ooh, come
you
on,
said it was whack. That's why.
And rock the boat.
Because you said it was whack. That's why she come in here talking about, oh, he trying
it
to holler. You say he was whack.
I've had good shit, and I've had bad shit. There is no fucking way I'm going to fuck something that has already fucked somebody that I know or that I'm close to. Like, even if I was talking to your man and we ain't never smashed, I ain't even going to talk to the next nigga because guess what? We had an emotional connection, but we never fucked, but that's violating the terms of friendship. Matter of fact, we have a call from Trinidad. 3289, you're live on the air.
But Aisha, they could fuck anybody. I don't want to get that feeling to them now, but I don't want that feeling to them. And it's something else. But and otherwise, that they could fuck anybody except family. I don't think now, but if you understand what I say.
Now, yeah, but then
you know,
got some chicks that think you got some chicks that think they wifey, and then you got some chicks that are jumps and don't know they jumps. So you need to like differentiate what your exact position is with somebody first. I understood what he said,
yeah.
Chuck.
Nah, good. You
he's saying no emotional
me.
Ties.
I mean, it's like, that's crazy. I mean, okay, no emotional ties, but at the end of the day, why would you want to have sloppy seconds? Like, fuck that. If I can't be top bitch, I'm not going to be second bitch. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be like, oh, you had her first, now you want me. Like, no. It's either all or nothing. And if you fuck somebody
on, man, you
that
know, ain't
I
no
know,
fun of the homies can't have none.
Man, hell
you
no.
You said that years ago. So
no.
You know the homies can't have none.
But that's
ain't
for
no
groupie bitches, not for a chick you're trying to wife.
But you don't,
or
nobody
a chick that
know
you used
who's
to wife.
Nobody knows who's groupie. Groupie chicks, they somebody wifey when they not. And wifey chicks could be treated by wifey by some dude with another dude treating them like a groupie chick. So it doesn't matter. You don't know who's who.
Actually, you do know who's who. See, in the real world, you do know who's who.
Unless that ring is on that finger. And even that's not even safe half the time.
Okay, Ashton, what you've missed is Shaw is like, you don't cross that line. Tone is, you cross the line. Mr. DA is like, you don't cross that line. You know what I'm saying? And Hurt is on the line being quiet, being neutral. You know, he's like, you don't cross the line. He had a little situation, and, you know, he did a pass because he didn't know the chick was fucking with his nigga, but the chick knew that was her nigga's friend, and she gave him the pussy and went back and told the nigga. Something like that. Me, I wish I was a dude because I would have pissed in the eye. I would have put my dick out and just straight pissed in the motherfucking face.
I'm so glad I don't have
my
a kid because I would violate a lot of people.
And she might have liked it, though.
Tom.
Oh, God, Tom. Anyway, no, you don't go around smashing the homies. Like, you don't do that.
But you know what's crazy, Ashton? 60% of the motherfucker on BBM, 70%, was like they will fuck the shorty.
Yeah, I got that too. And somebody had the nerve to ask me how many people have I slept with. It doesn't matter. None of them were my people's exes. I mean, where's the Lord?
Well, no, not to ask me that, because I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, yo, I know it's like more than 100 and less than 2. I don't give a fuck what you think about me. I get shit in. I'm honest about it. Shit. If one dick don't satisfy me, it's a couple more that will, and I'm going to go find them. I'm honest.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how these people would feel if their exes were the ones smashing their friends and loyal friends you grew up with. Like, I don't care how you feel about the ex afterwards, but there was a point in time when you actually had feelings for that individual.
Yeah, but you know
and
what,
And for
though?
Your friend, Tone, I'm quite sure you've been talking since 9:30. And for your friend to just turn around and sleep with that individual, I think it's a violation of the friendship.
But what I'm saying is that once it's your person's ex, it was an ex for a reason. And
it doesn't matter. But listen,
if she turned around, she starts smashing one of the homies, it's like, you know what, this is why I left you anyways, because I know you was trifling.
Okay, but you didn't know your friend was trifling. That's supposed to be your friend.
Listen. 9 times out of 10, if it is one, like I said, I would never be surprised because I don't trust niggas out here anyway. But
okay, because
home,
you probably one of those
home.
Niggas.
Do you want to
regardless
other
if
one
of them niggas, if one of them niggas or not, I still don't trust nobody out here in these streets.
Yeah,
so.
Because you probably one of them niggas that is
yeah.
low like that to be smashing your friend's
it's not,
fucking
it's not
girl.
About being, it's not about being low or not like that. I'm just saying.
That's
like,
a low move. Like, as many people that's out here, you got to go behind. It doesn't matter the reason why that person is your friend's ex. It does not matter. That person was a part of your friend's life for a certain part of time. And you go and you do what? For what? And you justify it with, oh, you know, I don't trust nobody. I'm quite sure. No, get out of here. That's just crazy. It's too much going around. And it's too, like, you got so many enemies, so many haters in the world. Why would you turn one of your friends? Or why would you become an enemy to your friend? Because of pussy? Because of dick? There's too much going on out here.
That's why there's so much going on, because everybody's trying to get a taste of everybody.
Negative. It's not that serious.
I'm not touching that. Because, Tony, you always set yourself up with some of the shit that you say. Somebody's always trying to get a taste of everybody.
But that's what it comes down to.
Nah, it comes down to people don't have no morals.
No morals,
don't fucking
exactly.
Anymore.
No morals, no respect, and wonder why you catch a fucking fist to the eye, a bullet to the face, or something like that. You have
or an
no
STD
morals.
You can't get rid of.
Come on.
I mean, honestly, I just feel like men need to grow the fuck up and understand that there's more to life than trying to fuck any and everything that's offering them some pussy. You know what I'm saying? You got to be like, okay, what's more important, me and my boy's friendship or knocking this hoe down? And if you say knocking this hoe down, then you don't deserve to have no kind of niggas or close friends in your life. I wouldn't care if that bitch gave you a drop. If you was like, ooh, I need that combo, that boneless chicken combo at KFC.
I need the new Jordans. I wouldn't give a fuck. My rent is due. You know, I used to fuck with old boy. He know that I got his baby. He's not doing nothing, giving you the sob story. And as you hearing the sob story, your dick is jumping like, yo, damn, I could go ahead and help her out. You know, I just got paid. I got money on my debit card. Let me go ahead and help this hoe out. Like, dudes just need to understand and be like, loyalty over everything. Loyalty over everything to your man. Like, don't fuck anything that your man has fucked, even if it's a fucking jump off. Just, like, why would you want to go behind your man and fuck something that he fucked? That's just nasty. Unless
Dang,
y'all
nasty,
in the same motherfucking
shit.
Room and y'all running the train, and then if y'all running the train, I'm just going to be like, y'all motherfucking suspect, because no grown men be running trains at this day and age. Because nine times out of ten, when you go behind the dude that's dumb fuck, if his dick bigger than yours, the bitch ain't going to feel shit anyway.
But not, but it might not be what it might not be running no train, but some might smash tonight, and then I might smash that on Saturday real quick.
And if his dick was bigger than yours and she ain't do no kegels, your ass ain't going to feel her walls.
That's,
like,
that's
but why would you want to do that? Why not have your own pussy? Why would you want to fuck something that your man done had? That's nasty. I'm not trying to fuck nothing. Ashton has. I'm not trying to fuck nothing. Shaw has had. It's just called respect. Respect for me and respect for them. Like, no. Even if it was a fucking jump off, it's like they still fucked my friend.
Nah, the jump off is out there smashing the homie. Well, I'm going to sit there and be like, nah, I don't want nothing. I'm going to get something too. She done hit,
you got
she done
respect for yourself. Because you have respect for yourself and your homies. That's why.
Nah, I want some head too, though.
So you'll get your own hat from a, from somebody else, not from her.
But the word on the street is
that her top is on point. So,
even if a bitch's top is on point, yo, you should not be trying to get some of that knowing that your men and them had it. I don't know, we're going in circles with you. Basically, you all out for yourself and you don't give a fuck about nobody else.
That's what it's about. Because they don't like putting no money in my pocket and nothing like that, so I'm going to do me.
Okay, but
you ain't
helping
my cause, so I'm going to do me.
But
you're right. Nobody can tell me how to roll. I can tell myself how to roll. That's how I roll.
If it's just a head thing, why can't you go live on the edge? Why you got to get head from a bitch that's done fucked with your homies? When you're living on the edge, you ain't got to worry about getting head from somebody that's been with your homies.
That's what happens. If niggas is like, yo, son, she out here topping, the top is good, yeah, this dude got some. All right, yo, I'm going to holler, I'm going to try to get some, too. That's his hood shit right there.
Okay,
so I hope you get the herpes right along with that.
Actually, you understand my question. If it's just a hat thing, why can't he go into his living on the edge lifestyle? If it's all about that, then you ain't got to deal with something that your homie's
been
having.
It's getting head from that one particular person from her, because she out here giving it up like that, so why not?
If that's the case, everybody's giving it up like that. Like, so whoever's giving up head like that, that's where you're going to go stick your dick in their mouth. Is that what you're saying?
If I heard it's good, yeah. And niggas is putting me on, like,
this is crazy.
Yo, that's the same way, like you were saying before. Niggas be like, yo, get some of that. All right, I'm going to go holler. Because then you know what happens? Oh, you scared, son. You don't want no head. Nah, I'm going to go holler.
Also, you a victim of peer pressure.
Yeah.
No, it's not being a victim of peer pressure. It's not being a victim. It's not being a victim of peer pressure. Niggas is talking about a particular female. Yo, her, she out here topping niggas. Or word, well, how's the top? Is it good or what? Yeah, son, it's on point. Or word, all right, I'm going to see her. I ain't going to see her right now, but I'm going to see her, though.
Okay, so when you see her, are you going to be strapped up or you going to stick your fat dick in her mouth raw?
Huh?
So when you see her, are you going to be protected or you just going to stick your dick in her mouth raw?
I should go in and roar, son. That's the best head to get.
You should, like, why don't you just put the bullet to your own head? Like, what is going on? Yes. And then dudes get mad when people come out their mouth saying, why don't y'all just bump dick? Or why don't y'all just fuck each other?
When a guy gives a woman head, is a woman going to say, oh, let me put some plastic down there?
Yes, it's called dental dam.
Shay lifted. No, you will never see a woman say that.
You stupid. Yes, they call, it's called dental.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
no,
do.
They don't.
Honey, it sells.
That.
Yes, they do. Not for nothing. And I mean, what is
I
your
not
pro-
one
like? What is your problem?
Let me put on. Let me
you
put
want
on
the
this,
same
this
thing that everybody
thing.
Else got? You want to hear that some cheap whore has good top running around the street giving people top, and you waiting in line, you picking a number, and you think that's all right?
Yeah, we get online. Everybody gonna have. So I got next. I'm on the courts. I got next.
Okay, and then you the same person that gets upset when you find out. Sorry to say this, Mr. Tone, but you have HIV. Sorry to say this, Tone, but you have HPV or herpes or syphilis, gonorrhea or some shit like that. You get mad with the strange individual that gave it to you, but you online waiting for it.
Nah, but you, but nobody knows who got what, who don't got what. You know, you niggas go around
well,
talking about, yo, let me see
you
before I get ahead from
you
before we
smash. And that's the crazy part. Like, it wouldn't even matter because you go stick your dick in first and possibly ask questions later. Like, you know, dealing with all the different things that you're dealing with. First thing that should be happening as soon as you pull your dick out, you should be Trojan the fuck up. All right, bitch, or whatever, put your mouth on my dick, make me pop, and go. Like, you don't know what kind of germs is in a person's mouth, and when you're on your missions, it's like you're mixing so many different fluids from the mouth, like... You know, like,
but that's the same
you
thing
have,
if you go on a date with somebody, then y'all start making out on this date. Where you going to say, oh, you going to put a plastic over the person's mouth, or I don't know who you mad
I
pick.
Don't care,
it's the
all,
same thing. It's the same
bitch.
Thing. If you kiss somebody
right,
on this,
on,
it's the same thing.
Hold up. You're talking to the. I don't kiss every fucking body. Kissing is intimate. If I'm involved with you, I'm going to kiss you. If I'm just fucking you, I'm not kissing you. You can kiss my ass.
But what I'm saying is that whenever person you do decide to kiss, you make a contact with their lips, with their skin. You don't know where their lips been at last night. You don't know where their lips was last week. Ain't like you saying, yo, put on this protection over your lips because I'm going to kiss you. No, you kissing them raw. That's what I'm saying.
No,
it's the same thing.
That's what lip gloss
it's,
is for. That's
the same
protection. So
whatever person you decide, to kiss, you have no idea what's going on in that mouth. Same thing. See,
you just comfortable taking numbers. I didn't know that.
I done shut it down with that one.
You ain't shut nothing
down.
The only thing you shut down, the only thing you shut down is your health. Your health. That's what you shut down.
Yeah, shut it down.
That's what you shut down. You just let everybody listening know that you is one nasty motherfucker.
Well, I'm not.
John been nasty, yo. He been a nasty motherfucker. Since day one, he put on the show. He been nasty, yo. Nasty.
No, but I'm saying you hang it with a shorty. If you hang it with a shorty and you go to kiss her, it's the same thing. How you don't know if she gave head to some nigga last night. All you know is you making out with her in the whip. She could have been topping on 3-4 niggas yesterday. But you don't know that. And you ain't going to say, yo, put this over your mouth. I want to kiss you. Nah.
Why can't you have that heart to heart?
Mr. GA.
Yo.
Anytime that you put your lips on me and walked away, did you wake up in the morning with a herpes outbreak, or did you wake up months later with some shit on your lips? Hello?
No, hell no. No, hell no. Never.
And are you selective of who you sleep with, or are you willing to take a number and stand in line like this motherfucker right here?
No, I'm very selective. I'm very selective.
So, if you down and Buckhead and your niggas is like, yo, my nigga, it's this bitch, man. She got the best head ever, yo. I swear, yo, that shit was like heaven. Are you going to be in a rush to go where she at and stick your raw dick in her mouth, knowing that five of your homies just got their dick sucked by her?
You were you on 5 second delay?
Mr. GA, it might be his connection or something, but I don't know too many men. That's well, you know what? I can't even say that because y'all men nasty. 60% of the male population is fucking nasty smut. And Tom, you're not helping the cause. So,
I'm just keeping
it
real. I'm just telling you what will go down. That's how I go down.
Okay, Mo, are you a smut or what? Now, what the hell is Mo at? He probably playing with himself.
Probably get ahead for the jump off, you know what I'm saying? You can't fool the Lolo. It's after 11 o'clock. You know the rule, after 11 o'clock.
Tom, your ass ain't ever going to settle down. You're going to be single for the rest of your life.
I don't think
he should settle down. You know what? You might be right on that one. I condone you on that one. You might be right.
As long as there are a variety of head monsters in the world, Tone is going to be there. Tone going to be there every night.
Because, listen, the same way dudes is nasty, these females out here is nasty, too. And you don't know who's being nasty with who anymore. So on that note, free agent.
Listen.
Anybody want to try out? Come on over.
Tone, you too free with the dick. I'm sorry. Like, you was just too free. You worse than the motherfucking soup kitchen with giving out free food. You just too free with the dick. Like, for real.
Nah, I'm saying, but don't give me one. I wouldn't go inside everybody's vagina raw.
It doesn't matter. Mouths are just as worse.
It's not worse.
Mouth has more germs than a pussy.
But what I'm saying is, kissing a person or sticking your joint in their mouth is the same thing. Because if I kiss a chick today, I don't know who she kissed yesterday. I don't know who she kissed last week. Because the niggas ain't going around talking about, yo, before I kiss you, yo, when's the last time you had a dick in your mouth? Niggas ain't going to ask that dumb question. You going to just, if she look good and y'all chilling, y'all going to make out. Simple as that.
A smart nigga would. A smart motherfucker better.
A corny nigga would. Niggas who's corny, nerd niggas would. No real niggas out there doing that. And they ain't niggas calling up and say that, they fronting, man. Come on, man. Keep it funky. Keep it real. Everybody chilling. Ain't no need to fix no jacks. No need to fix no. That's the problem. That's the problem out here. Everybody fixes jacks and lying, making it seem like they all this and all that way. Everybody's jumping off with everybody. That's where it comes down to. They jumping off for shrimp dinners and all that.
Yo, Tone, man, shut your ass up, man. Everybody, shut the bullshit. Shut up, Tone. That bullshit. That bullshit, nigga. Trying to sound hard. Everybody doing that. Man, shut the fuck up, yo. For real, son. Stop that, man. You on some bullshit for real, son. That's your slimy ass, done. That's you, man. That's how you get down, man.
I'm the only grimy nigga in
all. No, I'm saying other cats told you. I said to get down. I'm saying, but don't say anybody doing that shit, man. They ain't anybody's style, nigga.
So,
about cats supporting this shit.
You trying to say I'm the only one on this earth?
Nah, you saying cats on the phone front, nigga? Ain't nobody fronting about shit. Talking about cats is front row shit, man. Ain't a lot of cats get down like that, man.
That's what
a lot of people are very careful with who they deal with and, you know, with their kids because kissing is intimate. You know what I'm saying? If you got a motherfucker that's putting everybody's dick in their mouth and kissing everybody, then, I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Whatever fucking happens,
what I'm
happens.
Saying, if you don't know who's kissing who is what I'm saying, you're not going to go around asking people, yo, who'd you kiss last? You're not going to do that.
And that's
but
when it comes into being honest.
Yeah, kissing is intimate. A lot of people that are fucking are not kissing. They're just fucking because kissing is a part of intimacy. When
right.
I'm just fucking
and if
you.
And if fucking is part of intimacy.
No, no. Making love is part of intimacy. Fucking is, I'm fucking you to get a nut. I don't got no emotional attachment to you or your dick. I have an attachment to my fucking nut that needs to come out, and I ain't using no toy for it. I'm using you. Give me that dick, nigga. Let me get this nut, and if I get my nut before you do, you short, because you getting the fuck up, and I'm getting the fuck out. Ain't no intimacy in that at all. None whatsoever. I'm not an intimate bitch when I'm fucking because I'm fucking. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't want to know what turns you on. I don't want to know your fucking hot spot. All I want you to do is lay on your motherfucking back so I can ride that dick, get my nut, and let you look at the back of my motherfucking head when I leave your ass right where the fuck you lay at. And then not take your motherfucking phone calls until I feel like I want to fuck you again. But like I said, ain't no nigga out there got no comeback dick, so I'm going to the next nigga and smutting him out and keeping it motherfucking moving. Intimacy is not a part of my motherfucking vocabulary right now. And that's some real shit.
That's real shit. That's real shit.
I'm like, I'm going to, oh, if I stick my dick in your mouth, it's the same as kissing. Fuck, it ain't.
Who said that shit?
I mean, if that's the case, that's just like licking somebody's ass, kissing them, and sucking their dick, and you doing that with everybody. Or you licking somebody ass after they done shit it. I mean, it's all the same.
Nah, I'm saying, but it's not saying that you do with everybody you meet. But what I'm saying, the people that you decide to kiss, the person you decide to say, all right, I want to kiss them. You're not going to be sitting there, if you chilling with them and you get to that point, you're going to start kissing. You're not going to ask them before you do, be like, oh, who'd you kiss last? Because that would kill the mood. You know what I'm saying? You're going to just kiss them and just kiss them. And it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I know what I'm
so
talking about.
So how many bitches you kiss? How many bitches you kiss? How many bitches do you kiss in a month?
In a month?
Yeah.
Maybe like two or three.
Are these the same bitches that's done sucked your dick?
No, not all the time. After they do it, I ain't kissing them.
So, suck your dick, why you can't kiss her?
Is before she do it, yeah. But after, nah. Go gargle
why
that
not?
Out and let that simmer.
Why
let that simmer for like 12
you
hours.
Your dick.
Oh.
Why you can't kiss a bitch after she sucked your dick?
Because that was
your
in there. That's why. That's nasty. Because
what? Because
I nutted in her mouth. That's why. That's nasty.
And? That's nasty.
She got to gargle. She got to go gargle out and let that simmer for like 12 hours.
Okay, so your nut nasty?
It's my nut. I'm not trying to taste my nut.
But it's yours.
Don't matter.
But if she swallowed, what difference does it fucking make?
It don't matter. It still passed through there. That's like cars in the street.
Oh, you one of them niggas.
What you mean I'm one of them niggas?
Oh, you good? You can suck my dick, bitch. But as soon as I nut in your mouth, you better get some toothpaste and a toothbrush or some fucking
goggles,
or it's not going down.
I got Listerine.
Well, what if it's your shorty? What if it's your shorty? What if it's your girl?
She gotta go goggle out.
Man, if a nigga have a problem kissing a bitch after she swallowed his nut, you suspect. That's like saying you know something wrong with your nut. Something wrong. Something ain't right.
Nah, it's not about that. It's your nut. Why would I want to taste my own nut for? No, that's for her to taste. And when it's
Tone, you'll
go
up in a sage bitch mouth, but you won't taste your own nut.
What happened?
You'll have your dick test out the waters of 5,000 men, but you won't taste your own nut. Whatever.
Yo, if a nigga eat my pussy and for some odd reason I nut in his mouth and he want to kiss me, guess what? He can kiss me because it's my shit.
Yeah, but this chick
good.
That do this, this
my
chick that like tasting
healthy.
Themselves. You don't
yes,
see no nigga saying, yeah, I like tasting myself after I jerk. Chicks do that.
I mean,
chicks will stick a finger in themselves and then taste their own fingers. Chicks do that, though. It's different with chicks when it comes to that.
Not really. It's a man out
yes,
there.
Yes,
that's
really.
Like that.
Yes, really.
You know
chicks
what, Tom? You lucky I'm not a dirty ass bitch because, you know, if I just didn't give a fuck and didn't have certain standards and morals, I would suck your dick, make you nut, put it in my mouth. I like I went in the bathroom, put a little bit of scope in my mouth so you would think that it was washed out. And I would kiss you and spit your shit all in your motherfucking mouth.
It'll have a minty
taste. And be
taste.
Like, take that, take that, take that.
No, you wouldn't do that. You know why? Because once it's over and you gargle and you walk, I'm not going to kiss you. Your mouth got to simmer for 12 hours.
Oh,
you're
going to be in the bathroom with me?
You
gonna
go
be in the bathroom
home,
with me?
I'll see you
tomorrow. Are you gonna be
I'll
in the bathroom with me? You gonna be following my every
and I'm
step?
Pretty sure by that
Tone
time,
always got an answer
know,
for everything.
This and that to everybody else, so I know your mom's gonna be good.
Tone gonna make me piss on him. That's what's gonna happen.
See,
I'm gonna come to Brooklyn.
I want you to do that anyway,
like.
Though, so it don't make a difference. You gonna do something I like anyway? I'm gonna want you to
do that.
That
nigga like.
So.
He like that weird shit.
That's what he wants. That's why I know he'll taste his own nut, because if she make him, he'll do it.
You call that nigga out. That nigga so funny. My nigga so he's funny, though. Funny nigga.
Oh,
my God. My stomach hurts.
Yo,
Joe,
let me ask you a question, real talk. I mean, we all on the full talk, whatever. We all family and shit, y'all, really. Now, you saying you kiss girls, don't kiss girls sometime, whatever. You feel me, right? Right?
Yeah.
All right, now you out there doing your thing on a late night creep. You be creeping and shit on your late night creep. You be kissing like that then?
Nah, you don't kiss the late night creepers.
Nah, okay, so make sure. You know what I mean? That's nasty, you feel me?
I just said, you don't kiss the late night creepers.
All right, because they doing that, any and everybody, you feel what I'm saying?
And listen, I know that. I'm out here.
Yeah, you out there. Yeah, right, you out there.
We know you
out there hard.
Been out in these streets 36 years.
Yo, let me ask you. Look, child, I got to ask my man this question. How do you cipher, or tell, like who you want to fuck with out there? I'm saying you're creeping. How you do that shit?
When his number is
called. What happened?
When his number's called. Yo. 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 Oh, shit. Yo. was that noise?
I don't know what it was. That wasn't my phone.
Oh, guys.
Number's gone. Yo. All I know is Tone getting it from the aunts, the cousins, the sister, the niece, the nephew. Tone, you just going all in, son. You going all in, man. You going all
the
in.
Nephew, I don't know where you get the nephews from.
Don't you do tranny, son?
Yeah, that's not called nephews.
Well, I'm saying that's still a man, whatever, right?
No,
I'm just saying. You said nephew. I'm just saying, still a man. So I'm just saying, you feel me? It's still a man, right? Either way, you look at it, it's still a man, right? It was nephew, uncle, brother, whatever. It's still a man,
no,
right?
He sees it as a woman.
Huh?
He said it's
he
a
sees
woman.
It as a
that's
woman.
Not a woman. That's a man.
He said that the way the tranny presents itself as a woman.
No. Listen. All right, okay, all you cats on Twitter, all you cats on whatever, Facebook, listen, whatever, you answer this question. If you a man, you out there, whatever, tricking, whatever, you would know a woman from a tranny. I'm saying, that, come on now. I mean, you know a hard-ass man's face.
Well,
not some of them trannies out there. They got that work done.
Yeah, but I'm saying you ain't get the work done. I'm saying you know when it comes down to getting some pussy. Now I'm saying you know it's a dick there, right? Am I right? Am I right, Tom?
But sometimes it's not about. Sometimes you just want some head, though.
Yeah, but that's a man, though. That's a fucking man, though. Giving you head, though, Tom. That's nasty.
No, it's a woman.
That is not a woman. The fuck is wrong
that's
with you?
That's what you say. That's what you say. That's
not Tone. Tone, listen. Tone, what the fuck are you talking about? Yo, will somebody call in, please, and tell me to tell this dude that's not a woman? So you say a man or wigs, a woman giving you head?
That's what he said.
Tone, and I'm saying, Tone, I mean, be real. You telling me on the phone right now that a man in a wig giving you head is a woman?
It's more than just the wig. It's more than that.
So what is it?
It's more than that.
It's a man giving you head with
no,
a wig on. What more is that, son?
Oh, God.
I'm saying, tell us what that mean. I'm saying you saying it's more to that than what you mean by that. I'm not trying to come at you crazy. I'm just saying. What, to me, it's
I'm
a man with a wig on
no
gets hit.
You already know what it is. We went through this for two straight weeks already. So I'm not going to explain
he wasn't
it again.
On the show,
if
Tom.
If you didn't get,
I wasn't on the show. I wasn't on the show, son. I wasn't there.
If he didn't, well, you need to go back and hear the tape because I'm not doing
ooh,
it over again.
Ooh.
The tape is up. The tape is on there.
Yo, man, I'm not playing on fucking tape
I'm
for
sure.
Nobody, man. I asked you a question, yo. You can answer them. Fuck it. Don't answer the question. I'm just saying, though, you trying to tell me some shit about a man. It's different. It's a man with a fucking wig on giving you head. That's a fucking man, son. Not a woman.
Listen, I know you don't hear some of the other shows. If you didn't hear the other shows.
Yeah, man, I've been
on
this shit since day one. Man, I don't hear that bullshit. Ask you a question. You can't answer it, then let it go. It's dead then. You fucking with a man. It's dead. All right, y'all, keep talking.
That's how you feel. That's how you feel.
Yeah,
that's
you know what I'm saying? You trying to sell the world a fucking lie and a dream that you fucking with a woman and you not. It's a fucking man,
your,
nigga.
That's your opinion.
What?
That's your opinion.
Man, you
that's
sound crazy.
You
okay, okay, ladies. All right, females. Let me ask y'all. All right, now you got a man with a wig on sucking his dick. Is that a woman or a man sucking his dick? I want to know. Y'all tell me. Can somebody answer me, please? What is
there's
that?
There's a dick there. I believe only men have penises.
Right, so that's a man, right? Give him head, right?
That's how I see it.
Okay, Chuck, what do you think, Chuck? Is that a man giving him head?
Yeah, because they still, whether they take their clothes off or not, it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, they still have a dick like you do.
And it's a functioning penis. It's not a
so what line. Makes him think that it's a woman? That's what I'm asking. I'm not trying to diss him. I'm just saying, what makes him, he's saying, well, go back to the last 2 week taping. Nigga, I ain't doing that shit. I'm going to ask you a question now. You the nigga on the spot.
He's probably starting to feel offended at the fact that everybody keeps asking him the same question, but he's the only one coming
but he's
forward.
The only one fucking man, though. So what? That's his job to answer the question. He's the only one fucking man. That's his job. He put it out there.
So he feels that, you know, these trannies go out and they present themselves as women. They have the estrogen shots, the surgeries and the hair and the breasts.
So what he should do
hair.
Is go and beat that tranny's ass for tricking his ass. You feel me?
Well, the first
How about
time
that?
He said
he that,
that he the first time that he said that it happened, you know, he didn't know it was a tranny, and then the next time he went up to meet her and she told him, and he was like, well, what was done was done.
Oh, hell no. Oh, my stomach just turned inside now. The fuck out of here. He should have beat the fuck out of that thing. That's a thing. You know what I'm saying? That's a thing, yo.
Hey, Mo.
See, Tone, I told you, stop fucking with them nigga bitches.
Nigga bitches.
There's a boy.
That's crazy, man.
But in his mind, because it has the titties, it has the face and everything like that. In his mind, now we're going through what his thought pattern is. It's a female because. They're not getting butt-ass naked. Now, and this is a question. Now, Tone, what happens if you're in a situation and you're getting your head and the bitch, it gets completely undressed and you see the dick? How are you going to react? Are you going to realize, like, yo, this is a man? Or are you still going to be like, oh, this is a female?
No, I'm still going to look at it as a female.
I don't think that's where.
Tone.
He gone,
tone.
Son. Son is gone.
Kurt? Oh, my God, tone. My nigga.
Tone.
Is gone,
tone.
Yo.
You just officially deem yourself as gay, right? It's official now. You gay, bro.
Yeah, that's his beneficial. Yo, he was gay. Listen, hold back up. He was gay. That motherfucker sucked his dick. He was gay.
He
was
gay.
That.
But Tone don't feel like he's gay.
Tone
don't
bugged up. Tone mess up in the head. Tone head fucked up for real.
Tone feel like a nigga bitch with a wig on is a girl. I never heard of no shit like that.
Me either, yo. I'm like, yo, you crazy. You
but
cannot say tell me a motherfucker gonna tell me.
That's his mental rationale. That's his mental rationale. Like, in his mind, he has to ration that.
He ain't gonna
rock
this shit out, yo. When he got that first head job from that fucking faggot punk nigga, they gave him a head.
God.
He went the second time. He said, "My man, he should have beat that nigga's ass, yo." First and foremost, and been like, "Yo, fuck these faggots." I'm saying I'm not doing shit no more ever again in my life. And he should have been done with that shit.
But they did such a good job that you know, hey, to each his own. Like, everybody has their brain sexual fetishes or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got some people that like to be pissed on. You got some people that like to be shitted on. And you got some men that like to get head from training. Because, you know, and the full scope of things.
No, Chuck is saying right. Some faggots like to get head from training.
I'm like, I'm jazzy. I'm being the devil's advocate. Like, they're, like, for me, I will say that females eat pussy better than men because females know what a female wants. And, you know, and some men say something better than a woman.
That's
a man
bullshit
know what a
right
man
there
like.
To say.
He's not even trying to hear that.
Fuck that, I ain't know that bullshit.
Chris, where the fuck are you at?
Yeah, I'm here.
I ain't gonna get in.
I'm not gonna get on him. That's his preference, but a straight nigga know that shit is gay.
And I think, Tony, the reason why we keep revisiting this, and it's because at the end of the day, the person has the same thing that you have. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
It's like smashing a homie.
Smashing a homie, bro.
Yo, I mean, I think it's sad that Tone come on the show all the time and brag about pussy and eating pussy.
I don't agree with him, but I respect him because he own that shit.
Yeah, he earned up to it.
Instead of there's a lot of dudes that are doing the same thing, but they acting like they straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
I don't respect no nigga that fucking with niggas and fuck with bitches at the same time.
I'm not perfect, so I can't judge nobody on what they do. That's just not my preference. I don't want no niggas balls, nothing. Get the fuck away from me, man. Don't even stand close to me in the locker room.
And your tone, real talk. It be these chicks cheating with niggas like that, and that's crazy, yo. They be cheating with niggas that's fucking with niggas that fuck with niggas, and then they want to, you know, like the world is fucked up right now,
everybody,
man.
Everybody
like,
gets fucking sick.
You know, you condone that shit. You might send something back to a straight nigga.
Well, I'm like this. I'm saying for a man to own up to what he do, that's what he do. But I'm saying you're going to stand try to tell me and tell the world, I'm saying on the fucking phone, on this little station, whatever that we on, that it's okay for a motherfucking, that you think that a man giving you head in a wig as a woman, that's retarded, man. Get the fuck out of here. That's retarded. I don't care who you are, where you are.
Yeah, but he did say some real shit, though. What nigga woke up to a bitch and said, yo, who dick you had in your mouth yesterday? Yeah, Tony, I ain't gonna lie, that was some funny shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Like when you go kiss, when you go kiss the chick, you ain't gonna act
First of all, the kissing days is over. If you not wifey, don't kiss me neck, cheek, none of that shit.
Right, exactly.
I'm good. Give me some gum. You stay on that end. I stay on my end. And we good.
You don't kiss your wife, either?
Nah,
he
wife
said
is
unless.
Different. But you can't, you don't know. Like you said, you don't know who been with. I know what I do. So I'm
right,
sitting there like.
You know what you do, but you don't know what the other chick does. You don't
nah,
know
but
that,
if I'm doing it, I'm not
doing.
The only one
but
doing
that's
it.
That's the
this,
same way, even,
this
even
some,
if she decides
sometimes
you
decides to
give
you ran through three chicks in one night.
Right,
so
but,
like,
this is what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, if you chilling with a shorty, and I ain't talking about the kissing part, I'm saying shorty want to give you head straight up. You're not gonna ask her, oh well, who dick you had in your mouth last? That gonna kill the mood. You ain't gonna get nothing, and you gonna be tight driving home. Now that asks a dumbass question. And if you tell your man
like,
why you ain't getting no head, you gonna say why? They gonna look at you like you stupid.
Yeah, but you know the funny part about that? I'd rather be safe. Then be
nah, it don't matter nothing. You ain't asking no chick. Yo, so by the way, yo, who dick you suck last? Who you suck last?
Nah.
No, come on, let's go. Top four.
That's some real pimp shit right there. I fuck with you. You went to your bitch and said, who dick you just finished sucking?
I'm good. too many people got that package, man. I'm not trying to catch nothing.
Exactly.
But Tom, one thing I gotta say, you a funny dude. You keep it 100.
Right?
It's the only way.
Nah, I ain't gonna say it's the only way. I'm just saying you keep it 100.
Here is that nobody don't want to keep it 100.
I'm not gonna say it's the only way, homie. I'm not. I'm agreeing with you keeping it 100. That's it. So let's get us on the same page,
bro.
Man.
I think mine is messed up right now.
Nah.
You heard me?
I'm the normal one. So there's some people out there.
Oh,
that
yeah, fuck that.
Then
let something be wrong with me. Something's wrong with me. I'm fucked up.
Yeah,
me too. I'm fucked up too.
I'm
God
fucked
damn,
up bad.
What Tone talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I'm psycho. Something wrong with me. I need to be the crazy house.
Yeah, I'm fucked up bad. You good, Tone? We all
so
fucked
Tone,
up.
Tone, Tone.
Tone confused, yo.
Tone, let me ask you. If, say the tranny
yeah.
spent the night, right? Say the tranny spent the night and woke up with none of that shit on. No wig.
There ain't gonna be no spending the night.
That's a nigga.
Why are y'all
nigga?
No eyebrows.
pass you the remote.
They be listen, they be having the Remy weed sold in. It's not coming on.
I'm just asking,
they be
like,
having better
cause
weed.
That's a nigga. I know
they
how
be,
I do when I wake up in the morning, like laying next to you, I scratch myself, grab my balls and shit. Yeah, you laying next to the nigga when he do that?
Listen.
No, I think Tom's playing. I think he's just doing this for the show. I don't believe him.
Listen, ain't nobody spending a night like that anyway. Not that.
That
ain't spending no night.
And for you, if you're not gay, for you to say you're not gay, I don't believe you. Real talk.
Yo, how do you spoon?
I don't believe you.
Hey, come
for
on,
you
B.
To say you're not gay. You're not gay, but you get head from trannies. That shit is crazy, yo. You fucking with transmission. Those are men, nigga.
He said Transformers.
Oh, this place is crazy, yo.
And then what if they get aroused and want to hit you with the pipes, huh? How does that work?
You know that shit is crazy.
He said he don't get down like that.
Listen.
He said he don't do that. He don't do the receiving.
Remember, those are men. Those are men. So some, if he wanted, he gonna take it.
Shit, trust me, he done turned us onto some site, and that was not.
Nah,
that
I'm
was
good.
Not
I heard
pretty.
About it last show. That
yeah.
Stomach.
Let me ask you this though. Let me ask you if it's a female who dresses up like a man, takes her breast down, do rag, wanting to walk around with a strap on and all of that. What is that?
That's a girl. What's the difference?
I'm asking Tone. A female who's walking around with the do-rag, shortcut, wavy hair, breast tape down, strap on, is ready for the transition. What is that?
That's his nigga.
Tone said
that? No, but she just got a strap on.
Tone,
she,
is that a man?
That
is that a man, Tone?
What, if it's a female with a strap on?
If it's a female turning into a man, like the trannies, a man's turning into a woman, is that a man?
It's a female. It's supposed to be a female.
It's supposed to be a female. So why is the tranny not supposed to be a male?
So Tom, basically, you'll fuck anything that's supposed to be a female. that's what you're telling us right now. You understand? Like I said the other day, if a horse had long hair and lipstick on, you would fuck up because this reminds you of a female.
Yo, Mo, stop, because there's a couple of bitches in Brooklyn that look like that.
You come on, fuck them.
All they got to do is put on a skirt.
No, I'm just saying, for real, because it confuses me. Like, me being a straight dude, I can't understand how you can say. The only thing confusing about Tone's situation is he say he was bisexual, but this dude is saying he's not. And he's saying he's
and
not
the fact,
gay.
The fact that you're confused about it, Mo, is a great thing. That means you 100% straight. Because I'm lost just like you.
I can't see. And I don't even know why we entertain this conversation, but Tone is part of the show, so we respect
but you know
purpose.
What? I just think it's a male ego thing because, all right, Tone.
You can't say
like,
that, because a straight man
no,
can never.
Hold on. No. In certain situations, it's like, you know, a lot of people are in denial, and denial stands for don't even know it's a lie. So my question to Tone is, if you were sitting around your family members and, like, would you tell them, like, what would they say if they knew that you got had from a training? What would be, like, the first judgmental thing that's going to come out of their mouth?
If he got a grandfather like mine, he'd get shot, number one. He couldn't sit at the table and tell them that. That'd be a homicide.
Oh, Lord.
That's crazy.
He said that's crazy. That's not crazy, that's real.
I mean, my thing is, Tone, could you tell your homies what you do, like your main niggas? Could you tell them that you get high from training? What would be the first thing to come out their mouth?
Hell no, that nigga's from Carolina.
I don't know.
Jews will bury his ass. He can't even sit there and tell them Hasidic Jews that he sit there and fuck with fuckboys. Never. he can never. Tony, you live in crime, bro. You said you live in crime. Some niggas will put you under the palm tree. You understand? It won't. It ain't working, bro. You can't tell nobody that. You can tell us on the show that because we don't know who you are. We just know your name is Tone. We don't know what you look like. We don't. We'll never meet you. I mean, me personally, I would never want to meet you. You understand what I'm saying?
Damn, Mo.
Nah, no disrespect. It's just not my type of dude. You know what I mean? Like, for the show, it's fun. It's cool. You know, we laugh and joke. But I would never want to, because you're not bringing that confusion in my circle. You fuck around and get tied up and burnt up somewhere.
Tone, do you
and
just
I mean
think
that?
And
I'm all respect, bro. You know? But you know what? There's a lot of niggas out there like that. Like my man said, at least he ain't even coming out the closet because a nigga talking about he's not gay. So that's where you hitting your head on a nail at. That's where you confuse that. If you fuck with a fuck boy or you fuck with a nigga bitch, you gay. That's the bottom line. I don't care what how many wigs. I don't give a fuck if the bitch nigga got a Beyonce wig. You understand? And got a Kelly Rowland body. It's a nigga. You understand? It's a nigga. It's a man. It's a man. It's a man. You understand? It's a man. That's it. It's man. You understand? And like my man, my old boy said, it's a boy. It's a nigga bitch. Bottom line. I don't care. Okay, look.
Nigga bitch.
A she-male.
Ain't no females. You being nice saying she-male. She-male. A nigga bitch. That's it. It's a fuckboy. You got the fuckboy, you got the nigga bitch. You got the fuckboys, which I'm sorry to call you, because you're fucking with him, you're a fuckboy. And you got the nigga bitch who want to be a bitch, so he's a nigga bitch. So there you go. You got fuckboys and nigga bitches. And you fucking with that category right now, bro. Don't get quiet now.
All he's going to say is that's your opinion.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
Yeah. That's true.
That's sad, kid. You go to church?
Nope.
You don't go to church? You don't read the Bible? You don't believe in God or nothing?
Well, no, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean that somebody...
I'm just asking because I'm pretty... You won't be that confused. You understand? Because I'm pretty sure the Bible will tell you the difference between a man and a woman.
No, I could... And I'm not to defend them, but there's a lot of gay niggas in church, man.
Yeah, but they gay.
Too many.
You understand? They nigga bitches. They gay. They not confused. They gay. You understand what I'm saying? They gay. You heard what you just said? There's a lot of gay people in church. They gay. Tone. You gay, Tone?
Nope.
Thank you. My point. You see where we went wrong here, bro?
Nah, but there's a lot of those, too, that are in denial. Look at all those priests that touch them little boys.
That's not denial. That's devil do. That's sit down and see a strength. You know, talk to somebody. Doctor Doolittle.
I ain't passing judgment on you, Tone, man. Go suck that dick. Do whatever you want. Just be cool. Be cool.
He don't suck dick. They suck his.
Whatever.
No, that's it. You might as well. I don't see the difference. You might as well. I'm going to pray with you, bro. If you let the nigga suck on your pacifier, you know, that's a brother. You understand? That's crazy. Just because they got a wig, that's crazy. So you wouldn't mind doing time up north sitting in the nigga bitch war. You'd be right at home, nigga. That's crazy, yo.
That'd be like sending him to hedonism.
What happens when you see the trainee in the true light? Like, you know, no weave, no acrylic nails, no titties. You know, what if like you dealing with a trainee and they just be like, you know what, fuck this. I'm about to just take off all this fake shit. They pull off. You say they got the sew in, but we're gonna say they got the lace front. They pull off the wig, and they just standing right there like, come on, nigga. Like,
you know.
Nah, but they don't never do that. They don't never do that because they define themselves as they playing a role. They in a role.
They're
not going to switch up like that.
Yo, what if they did, Tone? Would you smack the shit out of them?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, because they fucking up your mentality.
This nigga wants to do
play. Tell him, right, Tone? Nigga, don't play me. Put that wig back on.
Fuck that wig. Cinderella? That nigga is crazy, yo.
Listen,
so as
man,
long as they play the role, Tone, you good.
I mean, to each his own, huh? Can't knock you, man. Just please keep that shit on that side of the fence.
Well,
on the garden note, they found they just killer. Out in South Carolina, that faggot got caught. The little girl that got killed in Queens, just 14-year-old, they got that faggot.
Oh,
hell yes.
Yes, they got him. He locked up. And if they know what I know, I don't think he's going to survive on the island.
Hell no, and that was nice. That was very nice of 50 to pay for her funeral and give her
the little
horse and carriage ride.
So we have to pay for horse and carriage. Her father paid for the funeral. Her father is well off.
Yeah.
He just paid for the horse and carriage. He didn't pay
for the funeral.
Okay. Well, it was nice of him to break bread for something that really didn't have anything to do with
him. Yeah, but why he should have just paid for the whole funeral?
No,
no.
They got money. That family got money. Because
he didn't have to do that.
Yeah, that family got money.
But on another note, we got 26 shootings in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens over 2 days span of this weekend, which is ridiculous. And 14 or 15, if I'm not mistaken, is under 16 years old that was shot.
Yeah.
So it's getting crazy out here. There's going to be a hot summer.
No, that's some little young niggas trying to be gangsters. That's the problem.
See, but you watch the first 48 and realize how much... They not really built for that lifestyle. Niggas crying, calling their moms, they snitching. All they doing is, yo, Johnny told it work. Nah, this is what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
What part of the G code is that?
Listen, even with the first 48, it still don't bring all these kids back that's dying. So even if that kid's gonna snitch, he still had the heart enough to pull that trigger and kill that little boy.
It don't take hard to do that.
It
don't take a heart to pull the trigger.
I know it don't take heart, but he did it. And that baby dead. I don't care who he's snitching on.
What's that about? Is that about having heart? At that point in time, if you're old enough to pull the trigger, you're old enough to do the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But my point is, we got to, especially us that's in New York, man. You understand? It's something.
Yeah.
We got to pull the trigger. And because they babies, it ain't like the OGs is killing each other.
Yeah.
We ain't out shooting each other no more. I mean, we passed some stages. And to be honest
with
you,
is chilling.
I blame our generation.
Young niggas.
Nah, but you know what happened, Mo? I'm going to tell you what happened. Like, when we was growing up, you had the street niggas kicking us in the ass and making us stay straight. Then when we got older, we was too busy trying to make money and chasing ass and never reached back to the young niggas.
The young niggas
raised themselves. And they had a generation that was raised in the streets and it's just been passed on. So if you never been shown love or never had nobody to make you feel like you've been loved, then you don't give a fuck. And I'm not saying that's the case in everything, but that's the case with this generation. If you listen to the lyrics, you listen to the music.
That's the case. And another case is...
Yeah.
Nah, bro. You know why that's different? Because I got five teenagers, right? Well, four teenagers and a baby. You know that, right? I got five kids. Now, my kids got great parents. But when they leave my house, my oldest daughter, she's 16 years old, and she's a terror.
Right.
You understand? I don't care what I give her the world. I do everything. I teach her right. But because she go off on her own and her surroundings, you feel? Crazy. You hear me, my G?
Yeah.
You can't, the parents, not all the parents, it's what.
No, I didn't say all that. I said socially. Back in the days when we did that, the building, anybody in the building caught you, they whipped your ass and took you home. Now it's, don't touch my kid. Who are you to touch my kid?
Yeah, but you can't even hit your kids. Police lock you up for whipping your kids.
That's the problem.
No, yeah. What is that those same people nowadays, they turn their head. They don't care. Though. That's
yeah.
not my kid.
It's not that
you
they don't care.
Then,
it's just
and
too much to get
times,
involved.
Right, and then a lot of times,
you know,
you got a lot of these young shorties out here who ain't got no father at home. See,
right.
A lot of us had that pops at home back in the days. You
know, yeah, because
now,
they're putting on lace fronts and shit like that.
I had that pops at home, and you know what? Your pops was my pops growing up.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
But now
so
the pops is putting on lace fronts and going to see Tone and shit.
You stupid for that one.
Let me stop fucking with you, Tone. Yo, Tone, just leave niggas alone. We gonna be alright, man. Come back to the right stuff. Stay away from the dark side, man.
Yeah, that's not even a dark side, because the dark side gangsta. Stay away from the weirdo side. That's a weirdo side, yo.
We good.
Tone, just enjoy pussy. Like, for real. That's what God intended.
We're going to get you a T-shirt made of Tone that say no guns. All right?
No guns?
We ain't, we're not talking about weapons. We're talking about niggas. No guns.
So, a T-shirt for Tone that say no boy. It's a boy, Tone. It's a boy. No boys, Tone. Women only, all right?
Yeah, we're good. It's too much, yo, and there's too many women to be fucking with a nigga, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, kid.
They got so many different varieties, sizes, shapes, colors, mixes.
Smell good. Tastes good.
Stink, bum bitch, dirty bitch, hood chick.
Not all of them smell good. Not all of them taste good.
I said, yo, you want to get yourself a nice Brownsville chick if you want a dirty chick. Get a nice Brownsville chick.
Funky chick, you get your funky chick, but not a nigga bitch. Not no nigga with a wig. Leave them nigga bitches alone, Tom. How old are you, Tom?
36.
Oh, that's a grown-ass man, son. It's over for you, Tom. It's ain't no coming back. Man, you can't reform somebody like that.
Yeah, we can't even teach you. Look, ain't no coming
son.
Back. Been down for a long time.
Yeah,
you been up north before, Tom?
Just do you, son.
Yo, Tom, you been up north?
Nah.
Oh, nah, you ain't never been in jail?
I did a booking overnight.
You did a booking? Damn, they turned you out overnight?
Nah, not even.
not in the booking.
On a serious note, like, did you see signs of this when you was younger, Tom? Like
signs of what?
Like being attracted to, like, men that portray themselves as women.
Just say what it is, or nigga bitch.
No, like, you know what I mean? Growing up, you seen them in the village, whatever. Was you like attracted to them then?
I don't know. I can't recall. I don't know.
So when did you start? You're 36. Like, when you had your first nigga bitch?
Some time ago. A few years.
Oh, so it was recent.
No, he said a few years.
Yeah. I'm saying he's 36. A few years could be, like, in his 30s.
So you've been gay for all these years?
That's what you say.
So you're not gay?
Nope.
Nah, because he says it's a woman. It's a woman.
Okay, so you feel like a transmission is a woman.
I mean, at the end of the day, man, like I said, just be safe, my brother. If you're going to do you, just be safe.
Man, this
is crazy. I ain't going to judge you, Tone. Shit.
Nah, you better not judge him, nigga.
I can't. Fuck it.
Yeah, ain't no judge. You
can give me your opinion. We all have sex out of wedlock. We ain't married. Everybody fucking and sucking and doing something.
What?
Absolutely.
You said sex out of the web. Oh, okay. I thought you said we all had some old place.
Nah, we all. No, man. Like, ain't no. I don't know about y'all, but I know I'm not living right, so I can't judge nobody.
I know when I die,
I'm going to hell. That's why I'm wearing a white beater and short.
We're going to save you.
Who? Save me? Shit, why save me? All my friends is going there. We're going to have a party.
I'm going to marry you and save you.
If me and you get together, we might go to hell faster.
Shit, the ground will open up.
Nah. I'm seeing the light and not the fire. So y'all heard it. Me and Hertz, we're going to talk about it. And then I'm going to marry him and save him.
That's what's up. I'm going to move down
and
there.
And we're going to have a biker wedding.
I don't want no biker wedding.
I do.
Okay, you can have it. I don't mix the two, personal and my bike.
No, what happens is after we get married, you're going to put me on the back of your bike, and then we're going to go a couple of blocks down, then you're going to stop, and you're going to bend me over, and you're going to hit it from the back.
Oh, I could do that.
I definitely got that.
You're going to be recording. Remember, you want to direct porn. You want to be a director, so you can direct.
I do want to direct porn.
All right, you can direct. I ain't got no problem with that. I got a couple of videos you could critique.
Ashton, this is the person that called in and let us hear live him getting it in.
I missed it.
Oh, you ain't shit, son.
Son, people were talking about it. You know me, I don't talk about it. I make it happen.
I ain't calling in while I'm having sex. I'll be too damn busy.
Right.
You ain't calling in because you don't want old girl, you don't want to get clowned or something.
Careless.
It's okay.
I was never one for peer pressure. How long in the show did it last? Did it last the whole show or?
No, it wasn't the whole show, but he was giving it to us, and I ain't even gonna front. Made me want to just jump in over there and be like, "Yo, bitch, you ain't taking the dick like I would take it. Let me show you."
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Hurt.
Well.
A certain kind of way.
Hurts was putting a hurting on her.
Girl.
No, Rod just came home from work, so I was kind of angry. So she got angry dick.
Shocky, you was an angry dick?
It was a pleasure being on the show with y'all.
As always, Mo, I hope your shoulder feels better tomorrow, today, tonight. You know, all that good stuff. And keep them lit sexy.
Fix the women, brother. Fix the women, you heard? Boys ain't no good.
Boys are
for your health.
The tone, man. Keep it real. Keep it 100. Be you and just be safe, man.
You heard? Stop lying to him. Tell him the truth. Boys are good.
Listen, that's his preference, man. Who am I? People tell me we shouldn't run from the cops and play above 180 miles an hour. So who am I to judge the next man?
Nigga, that's a bike. You talking about a boy in a bike.
Hey, that's his bike. I don't know. All right, ladies, y'all be safe. Chuck, I'll hit you up.
Okay. Y'all have a good night, and thank you for calling the show. Ashton, call me right now.
Ashton, after you call her, call me right now.
Oh, listen. Hurts, don't get hurt.
Good night,
y'all. Tom, thank you for calling in as usual. We got mad love for you. You my dude.
No doubt.
and asked to call me too. I tried calling you the other night. It should keep going to voicemail.
It was going probably when my phone was acting full.
She on punishment, huh? She couldn't talk to us.
Huh?
She couldn't talk to us. She was on punishment.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was? You on punishment?
You know, sometimes I got to be the submissive.
Uh-oh.
I have to submit to this phone being nasty.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I figured something was going on.
All right, so I got to call Tone, call Chalk, too. Well, call Chalk, call Tone. Okay, well.
Yes.
Let me do that. I guess I'll talk to y'all later and tune into the next show.
All righty.
All right.
All right. Later.
Good night.